Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Am I supposed to play the sounds of my voice when we go in?
Thank God.
We did it.
We got a show to do.
We're totally not 15 minutes late.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Wanger Show.
Another one.
This is episode 234.
Stantler. Brian, it's like a little deer with antlers. Stantler.
What?
Stantler.
Stant.
It's got a bit of a booty, though.
Stanley's
got a bit of a booty.
His name's Pokemon. Stanley.
Stassler. Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 234. This is The Wanger Show. This is a podcast video show extraordinaire where three friends come together and we hang out and we like to do stuff. We like to...
On air.
Do stuff on, and off
great,
air.
Great summary of the show.
Yeah.
When people ask...
Okay, we've talked about this. How would you do it?
You guys meet other people then ask you, what do you talk about on your show?
How would you do it, Brian?
Yeah. I'm asking you, what do you say?
At first I was copying him, but then I thought Spider-Man.
I'm completely different than what you are.
Yeah. Like
that would hurt your thighs so bad.
How long can you do this?
Gymshark.
You can't do that.
I was a catcher in high school.
Yeah,
and in college. So let's see how long I can do this. Let's see how long all three of us can do the catcher pose.
You called the guys who wore the pads pussies for what? Wanting to rest their legs?
Yeah. Did you wear any pads at all? Like when you were catching?
What is it called?
No, I went bare.
Knee savers. You didn't even have a glove.
I'm referring to knee savers, folks. Okay.
You know what those are, Cody?
Savers. Yeah, they save your knees.
You put on the back of like the calves.
Yeah.
Kind of like just kind of sit.
I'm going to drink that 805.
Go for it. You don't need to.
Right, I'm going to drink the Corona then.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll get to that 805. Don't you worry.
Wait, are you going to drink that 805?
Eventually.
So you have two 805s open.
Yes.
And you're going to start this
double
one.
Fisting. Can you
by the time you get to that one, it's going to be lukewarm.
No, it's not. Have you? Okay, Brian.
You can barely swallow.
How many? You set that one up yourself, you son of a bitch. No, this is how we do every one of these shows, man. We used to always
like
have just beers on a table.
And they would get warm.
Yes.
But they're not open. That's getting flat now.
And it's cold in here.
Every
it's
second.
Middle
it
of August.
Thank you, Sammy.
It sits there. It gets
Sammy flat. Leo Mendoza, they are pussies.
Mm. No one can see that. Because
oh, I got to hold on.
You got how many hidden. Times? You got to hit that command plus. Buddy.
I thought we had a moderator in here.
Yeah.
There it is. Booyah.
Booyah. Booyah is right, guys. Welcome. Woo, welcome to another one.
Yes, we are a little bit late because.
It came out.
It came out,
buddy.
And I came.
Yeah.
And then Cody came, and then Brian.
Tell them why we're late. Oh, we can hear sound bites?
I can't get out of my position.
Whatever. Get out of the position.
You want me to do it?
No, because I'm going
to. I want Brian to do it. Brian, get up there and
no
try to navigate
what's
to Christian's
going on.
Computer to figure out what just happened there.
He has the mouse right there.
Okay. That's true. He doesn't need to get up.
Yeah, he doesn't
need the what do you call it? The audio for the computer is turned on because.
Well, you can do that with a mouse.
I don't want to, though.
I'll do it.
You're saying the knob over there.
Yeah, just turn that up. Just turn that bad boy off. Turn
you can't just...
It's chaotic. I love it. I love everything.
Click the...
Yeah, just click it to the right.
Click it?
Yeah. You twist it to the right. Other way, sorry. Left. Excuse me, left.
The left.
I'm sorry.
Counterclockwise.
Cody. There you go. Until now pull it.
Wait. You said it completely wrong. You spin it until it clicks.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Okay.
What did I say?
Click it to the right.
Click it to the right.
Until it spins.
I'm literally tapping the thing. I'm like, is it supposed to click?
The reason why we're late, folks, is because we just did a trailer reaction for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
And it's up on the channel right now, so you
we did a
can
reaction.
Actually...
We had to We had to delay the show for that video. People were waiting.
It would have been on time if we didn't spend 5 minutes going, should we do it?
We had to do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's
do it.
We're like, no, even should we do it? And then after we recorded it, we're like, should we still do this?
Should we still do it? I mean, it's okay if we don't. And then we're like,
you guys were egging each other on, like, this is going to be the fucking hilarious.
And they were making the thumbnail.
This is going to be the funniest fucking thing. We got to get it out right now. We got to get out right now.
We're very humble about our
show. We got to get it right now.
We're humble.
And we've never been late for a show.
Many times.
No, yeah, we've never been late many a time, but we've never missed a day.
We've been on time.
Yeah.
I mean to the second. Not like, oh shit, it's 8 o'clock, let's go. I mean like looking at like the countdown from 7:59.
I don't think we do that. Yeah. It's YouTube, it's not Twitch.
Like Anarchy's comment, fucking liberals have the knee saver, shaking my head, laugh out loud.
My knees don't hurt, but man, my feet hurt right now. Like I'm feeling my joints hurting down here.
Up here, I did help Amber's sister move this past weekend. There was a lot of moving around.
So you're sore, is what you're saying?
A little bit, not as much, but
the one slight workout, you got sore.
What do you mean?
I mean,
he's lifting a lot of heavy stuff.
Yeah, the slightest movement from you get sore.
I guess. I mean, she had a lot of heavy things, Brian.
All right.
I was so upset with myself. Like I was exhausted after a long day at work, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, so tired. I'm like. You work from home, Cody. Like you just sit on a chair all day.
But
you know
what?
Even drive anywhere.
It's still work. Okay. It is still work.
It is. But it's also, mentally draining. But it's like you know, it's
when you work from home, you don't have to move at all. So
any movement is anything.
You don't have to get your heart pumping at all.
Yeah,
you just walk over here. Well, you jerk off, of course, before that gets the heart rate up.
Not necessarily.
No. Yeah.
Okay, you're like boxing.
Yeah, it gets it going up. Yeah.
I want to shout out Julian Ramos for sending in a super chat. And normally we read all the super chats and Streamlabs at the end of the show, but I just have to read this one because it's hilarious. Guys, I can't watch the Spider-Man trailer yet because I haven't finished Catalyst and I won't know what's going on. Julian understands. Thank you.
I want to give you $5.
I'm going to give you $5 right back. Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
So, yeah, any and all donations to the show. You don't have to, by the way. But if you do, that's great. But not – I see – all honestly, the only attention that we get when we see a comment is if you make us laugh. If I see something at the corner of my eye and be like, hey, that's funny, I'm going to fucking read it, bro. Yeah. No money required. I'm getting tired.
Are you?
I wish I had some knee savers.
I'm resting on my ankle.
But now you want knee savers, you old fuck.
Yeah.
I am old.
Back, 30 back soon. When did you stop playing baseball?
Oh, God. Well, okay, so check it. No.
There's no story there.
No, there is. I finished high school in 2010. Yeah. I could have,
check it. I wanted to go. He's going to go, check it. I wanted to play baseball in college, but I didn't.
Yeah.
No.
He's going to say he played in high school, and then he took like 10 years off and then played it again or something like
that's
that.
That's the story. I wanted to, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Played a little bit of college ball. No, I didn't, not at all. The last, like, senior game was my last, not senior game, but last senior, when I was a senior, the last fucking, like, real baseball game in 2010.
Okay.
And then, like, two, maybe 3 years later, a couple of my buddies wanted to play in an adult league.
Oh,
a lot
adult.
Of fucking porn in that shit.
Oh, yeah. X-rated.
Played in that league for a couple of weeks. Hated it. No, it was fun, but I was the only catcher, so I was catching like 9 innings every single Sunday, driving from La Mirada to Corona every single fucking week for like a month or two.
Who would want to go there, let alone live there for a long time?
Exactly. It's a dump.
Yeah.
They named a virus after it.
Norco or SoCo?
It was like all out there. Like,
is there just a regular Co and then there's a Norco?
There's no SoCo. It's Corona and Norco.
There's
got to
be a South Corona.
There is a South Corona, but it's not like its own town like Norco is.
Norco
is legit its own city.
Zip code and everything.
Yeah.
Norco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
All right.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the last time. So, maybe
there's a North Dakota. There's a South Dakota.
Yeah. Mm. Same population as Corona.
Makes
probably.
Sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think it was actually 2015 was the last time that I played baseball, like, for reals.
2015, six years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get in an adult league so bad playing like softball or some shit. My dad was in one and I would go to their games and he was saddled with being the pitcher because no one else wanted to do it in his office.
Yeah.
And he would get torched every game. Like, he would allow like 9 runs.
Smoking weed or what?
No, he would allow like 9 runs every single time. And he would like come back to the dugout all depressed. I'm like, you only allowed 4 runs that inning, Dad. You're doing great. You're doing great. Don't worry about it.
Well, that can't just be him. That's also the defense.
It's also slow pitch softball.
So oh, it's softball.
Like you're literally lobbing it up.
I thought you meant an adult baseball league.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, softball, I mean, That's all defense. If your defense sucks, the runs just clear the bases.
He did strike one person out in slow pitch softball. It was the highlight of the season.
I've struck it out before.
Yeah. Is it struck in or struck out?
I struck out.
Yeah. I've been adding like an in into like everything. Like botten isn't a word. I've botten that before. That's not a word.
Is that like an East Coast or a South thing that you picked up?
No, I've just started doing that. Like, oh yeah, I've bought that before, okay. But like that's not right. I think it's like because
you know I've said that too. Yeah, I can't blame you for that.
Right. I mean, so. I say stupid words all the time, so yeah. I'm dumb.
So you struck it out before?
I've struck it out before.
Oh, I feel like I just popped my my Achilles tendon.
Oh yeah, I sat like 5 minutes ago.
Oh God. Okay, I'm gonna commit to the bit. I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Anyway. I think that would that's how we would, like, train. We would have to, like, just stay
chair,
up like that.
Chair pose?
Chair pose.
You ever have to, like, I think we did this for football. You'd go against football. You go against the wall and just, like, sit down, squat down.
Yeah.
That chair on the wall.
We had, what did we call them? I forget what it was, like, you use the whole field as, like, your course or whatever. So you go from one side of the field, from the end zone to the other and back. And that was one.
Oh.
You had to do that 4 times running.
Uh-huh.
And then
full speed.
Full speed. Oh. And then that's round one.
Round one.
Round two was you do it backwards. You do like the back pedals.
Oh.
You do that up and back. That's one, 4 times. That's round two. Round three was bear crawls.
I didn't mind bear crawls. Everybody,
it was okay.
Everybody
it was
hated okay. bear crawls. Oh, this is the hardest thing. I fucking loved crawling.
But this is still within the same cycle. So that's round three, and back. Yeah, yeah. And then the last one, round four, was crab walk, where you walk
that
backwards.
That was pretty fun, too.
Up and back, 1 time, 4 times. And
the coach got mad because I was like, I'm a crab, coach. I'm a little crab.
Shut up, Perez.
I'm a little crab.
How many years of football? You're 47 years old. Stop making these jokes.
How many years of football did you play?
I played freshman year.
That's it? Yeah.
That's just 1 year. I mean, I played in middle school flag football. Fuck.
That doesn't count.
But it doesn't count.
Do you play Pop Warner?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that is. What is that?
Pop Warner. I mean,
is that like Little League?
It's just like a league, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
ASO or...
I played soccer. That's ASO.
ASO, soccer. Mm-hmm.
I played 2 seasons of soccer.
Mm-hmm.
1 season, I played the first game, and then I broke my wrist.
Oh, no.
And then I played the last game
of the
season.
You could have still played, though.
Apparently.
You're kicking the ball.
I was also like, punching people with my cast.
Oh.
So Jesus Christ.
They said you can't do that.
Kind of a dick move.
Also, I was like, I'm a crab. They're like, what are you talking about?
The coach didn't like the crab jokes. Your teammates didn't like the crab jokes. No one likes the crab jokes, man. You got to retire that one. Okay?
I did one time when I was playing baseball, because I'm an asshole.
The coach was giving me shit,
and I had just seen Adam's Family Values at the time. Mm-hmm. We talked about this recently, where they have a Thanksgiving show.
Yes.
And Pugsley plays a turkey, and in his part, all he says is, eat me.
Yeah.
So I told my coach to eat me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And he's like, what did you say to me, son?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, eat me. You haven't seen Adam's Family Value, you fucking moron?
You loser coach. Makes wrestling. No money.
I'd watch wrestling in the 90s and walk around being like, suck it! Doing fucking D-Generation X.
Not knowing
what
that meant.
No idea what it meant. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
You did it to your mom?
No.
Who'd you do it to?
Teachers and shit.
Teachers.
Yeah.
Oh
Christ.
My God.
Yeah.
Why would you tell teachers to suck it?
Like, I didn't know what it meant,
but
Brian.
That's like a.
I didn't know what it meant.
That's in wrestling, it means you're egging someone on. Like, come on, like, suck it.
I would just, you know, hang out with friends, you know, and be like, suck it. Teachers right there, man. Being like, you know, punk rock.
You
and
still
shit.
Sound like that,
though. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't change your voice at all. Wait, so you would go up to teachers and say,
I'd say one time it was to a teacher. There's one distinct memory that I remember and she was, like, confused. It wasn't even my teacher. I was, like, walking past, like, during, like, recess or some shit.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. And then,
that's how little you were that you had recess.
Yes.
It wasn't like middle school when you had like lunch.
And like we would also do it to each other too. Okay. We'd all watch wrestling. We'd be imitating the moves and shit like that.
Suck it.
There was suck it. And then
I think
suck it.
I don't think there was a day like there'd be like one good day out of the week if I didn't come home with a note. During preschool.
It was either I cursed at someone.
Or the people, the aides watching us all.
Aides?
Because it wasn't, it's preschool. You don't do shit. Just you fucking run around or whatever, right? Right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then.
So you had a bunch of energy and you were.
That's a fucking little demon monster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you like talking. I guess you couldn't talk back.
No, I would just say, I would say fuck you and flip people off all the time.
Oh,
but as a kid.
You said the word fuck as like a 3-year-old?
Oh, yeah. I started cursing. You want to know when I realized that I cursed too much?
It starts at home.
Yeah. It's family.
I do curse a lot.
I learned that I cursed too much in like fourth grade. Like Russell Thompson. Shout out to Russell Thompson. He was just like, dude, you curse so much. I was like, I do? I thought that was normal.
Oh, no.
I guess maybe I have a problem.
Oh, my God.
No. I mean, I still curse after that, but maybe I toned it down just a little bit.
Maybe.
But,
have you talked to a therapist about all of your cursing?
I didn't talk to her about cursing other things.
Yeah.
More serious things.
Your parents cursing at you.
Yeah.
No, cursing's a good outlet. I do think people... I have, you know what's funny? Like, down the line, I've noticed people that curse way too much.
Yeah.
Like, way too, like, it's every other sentence. And I think I've been that way before. Probably I've done it on this podcast a couple, too many times. Yeah. But, yeah, I know. There's a certain line you draw with, because cursing is beautiful. It is beautiful. It's a work of art.
In what way?
When
you get a good fuck in.
Yeah, like it could be euphoric. Like you stub your toe, you curse. It makes the pain go away.
Okay, that's by yourself.
Yeah.
But in conversation, you're saying
sometimes you add a fuck into the conversation when you're trying to make a point and it feels good. Okay. I mean.
Right. Yeah, but at the same time, if you're going like, yeah, the fucking guy and the fucking thing and the fucking this, fucking like that, it's like, and that happens to us all the time probably. But
yeah,
like, it's
true.
You're like, when am I supposed to? Where's the emphasis here? Is the guy the fucking problem, or is the fucking traffic the
just
fucking problem?
Filler at that.
I'll listen back to us sometimes, and we'll be doing that. And I'm like, this is just. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure like you listened to the early stages of the podcast.
No, last week I listened to last week.
Last week I was probably too much. Yeah.
Well, we had to stop you from cursing in the beginning. What the fuck is up? Fuck.
You see, like, the first episode?
No, like, still. Like, you were still doing
it. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I know.
Like, I read that YouTube has some algorithm. Like, if you curse in the first minute or so, they block you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't help ourselves.
fuck is a...
Can't help it sometimes, you know? Yeah. Sometimes you just got to go for it.
We say the words we got to say.
Let us know in the comments. Do we curse too much? Holler at your boys.
Clip that out. Holler at your boys.
Speaking of listening back, have we played? Because Cody sent a clip of us playing the show back at half speed.
Oh, yeah.
Have we played that on the show?
No, I want to.
Can we?
You just pull up a show.
I texted to you guys probably a month or two ago.
But the clip he sent was perfect.
Just search it. Just
you can search a clip.
In text?
Documents?
You do your thing. You guys keep talking. I'll find it.
You're going to find it.
I'll find it. Go, go, go.
Okay. I just have, when would it be?
You just keep going.
Blarney,
I will find
it. Okay, if you guys are waiting.
I think it would be.
Okay. Do you want to talk?
I'm looking up a completely different text thread.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's the music. Sorry. All right.
Guys, I told you I got this.
You got it.
I told you I got this so we wouldn't have this problem.
I have something else, too. There was a connection. Speaking of what?
So I was gonna while you were looking for something, I was gonna share a trailer reaction in the chat, and I was just looking at the like and dislike ratio. No.
Is it already a little?
Is it bad?
It's 49:27 right now. So yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah. Fuck it. Go ahead, Ryan. Sorry.
Speaking of cursing at home, I showed Laura Sink Street recently.
Oh, first time?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for her.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't remember this joke where they're like recruiting the bully. To be part
of
the thing. And then, like, he just gets shit on by his parents. And then, like, they're at the door. And the parents are like, come in, you little shite. Give me a beer. and then they're like, hey, come on. We'll come work with this. He's like, I can't. I'm a shite.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm a piece of shite. So that's good. Did you find said clip?
No, I sensed the silence, so I was like, I should probably get off my phone in case we aren't doing.
Well, you guys are both on your.
I know
phone.
That's why I was like,
I'm trying
I should
to
stop
talk here. And you guys are both
on his.
All right,
phone
then can I search?
You go
your
on your phone, okay. Then we'll go from here. Okay,
did you label it? You sent it through text, right?
I did. I certainly did. Yeah.
It was a document.
Uh huh.
So you're saying a month ago? Because
I did. It was a long time ago.
It was a long
two
time
or three
ago.
Months ago.
Was it? Is it called nonsense?
Oh god!
No.
Yeah, we don't need to. Okay. This is what I didn't want to do. I'm gonna pull a block. Okay. I'm gonna pull a block for Owens.
My chat's not coming up. What the fuck, YouTube?
Chat on your phone?
It's on my phone, but it's just not.
Fuck! Oh man, we broke the YouTube. So what happened?
Am I looking at
guys?
Two different streams here?
Are we doing two different live events is what happened? Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Scandal.
Fuck it.
Anyway.
Who cares? Maybe just
what are you guys up to, guys? Brian, you went to Universal today. Right?
How was that?
I went to two different places today.
Oh, you?
How'd you know I went to Universal?
I saw you post pictures or some shit.
That was at Warner Brothers. I did the Warner Brothers studio.
Oh,
lot.
Excuse me. Never mind.
Yeah, Harry Potter is all over.
Okay.
Laura's friend from New Jersey. New Jersey is in town visiting, and so we're taking her on all the tours around the LA area, and we did the Warner Brothers tour, like tram tour to go through the sound stages and everything. They have it set up like pretty well. You go to a full stage and then like they have shops and shit and little exhibits. You can I posted the video of Laura getting sorted, and her house is Ravenclaw.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
same.
Obviously.
Me too.
Yeah. We all know this. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The hat speaks and everything. It's like Slytherin. Mm-hmm. She's like, fuck no.
Starts breaking shit.
Not even that. She's like, fuck no.
She takes another kid's Gryffindor scarf, takes it, and says, fuck you.
They do have that at Universal in Florida.
Florida.
It's like an actual, like, they stop and they go to a corner and they actually pull out the hat and put it on people and they wait in line to do it. It's pretty cool. Probably can't do that now.
I think because now they like float the hat above you. So I don't think they want to touch you.
Probably a little safe.
But they, what happened, Cody? What's going on?
Guys.
What?
I saw a name in the chat.
I've seen it before.
That can't be him.
No, it's not. I don't think so. I've seen Adam Smith in the chat before.
That can't be him.
I don't think that's our pal, Adam Smith.
Prove it's you. Prove it's you. There's no way.
Adam Smith, what up, chat room? I swear to God. I swear. Wait, hold on. And here I've been talking for ages.
Why don't you click that's Adam in the photo. That is him in the photo.
Is that really?
Unless it's someone who is legit.
Like stalking him.
Stalked our
you
friend.
You scared
Adam.
Me, dude. I was like, "What did you see?"
It's worthy of standing up and noticing.
Of course,
because this is monumental.
Why don't you go to his channel and just see?
Because we're doing a live show. Bro.
I may have fallen from their good graces. Never, Adam.
Oh my goodness, I don't think it's him. It can't be him. Anyway.
Damn it!
All right, go on. Whatever. Laura's pissed off for getting Slytherin.
Slytherin. We did that. We saw the friends. Shit.
Okay.
Everything. Man, they have all decked out.
Did you learn anything new about movie making?
All the sets are recycled. That's what I learned. I like, they're like, here, movies aren't real. Dipshit. we just paint this over and boom, you're in New York. You never knew, right?
Hold on. Your whole life has been filled with lies.
Yeah.
Adam just asked,
speaking of lies,
if you've ever eaten whale,
it's Adam.
That's Adam
Smith right there.
Why?
Oh my goodness.
Have we ever mentioned that on the show or anything like that?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Not even the one episode.
If we have,
he was on?
We have mentioned it maybe one time and someone like
Adam, can you is there it. Anything else you
can
say
can
that
you prove it again?
Why did you just call in?
He totally can.
You can't call in.
Call Christian, Adam. Call Christian. Call, if it's you,
if
then
he's
we'll
connected
know.
To Bluetooth.
Yeah, I'm not right.
Does
now.
He have your phone number? Or give him the
I think
we've been friends for 5 years. I'd imagine he has his phone number.
I don't know.
Do I have
friends, coworkers.
Oh yeah, he's in my phone.
It's coworker friends.
He's
in my
You've hung out outside of
many times.
Where?
Times,
where?
We
his
went
place?
To various
place?
Bars across here.
Oh.
Went to Barney's
after work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't like that's you a, questioning our friendship.
Okay,
with Adam.
I'll go to acquaintance. I won't go to friend. I'll
Why?
Go to acquaintance.
He went to my wedding, Brian.
He was at your wedding.
He was
at so you're saying every person at your wedding was a friend.
Well. You got me there. There were some people there where I was like, okay.
Why are you there?
Why are you there?
Some people were plus ones, so you had no choice.
Yeah.
You're like, really? Her?
Yeah.
Them?
Well, you got me there, Brian.
But, oh, my God.
What is he calling in right
Oh,
now?
My God.
He's fucking.
Oh my God! Oh, I can't believe this.
Make sure your Bluetooth's on, Christian. Here we go. He's hitting the thing.
All right. I believe we have our good friend Adam Smith on the line.
Ooh, what's up, boys?
Yes. What's up, Adam? Dude, I haven't
What's going on?
How are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm freaking awesome! It's great watching you guys. I love the set over there.
Oh, thank you so much. What would it take? What would it take for you to get to this set and be a guest on the show?
Oh, well, I don't think it would take too much. You know, maybe just a cold brewski and a high five from you guys. It's been
way
too long.
Adam, are you busy right now?
What are you doing right
now? Yeah, I actually am busy right now. I'm currently busy. But we're going to set this up. We'll get it going for the future, and I look very forward to it.
Oh, right, Adam, I'm sorry. I not only want to have you on the show, but I also just want to see you and hang out.
I miss him.
I know.
Man.
I know. It's been way too long, guys. We're all still alive, so we got to make the most of it, right?
Hell yeah. How have you been, man? I don't know. I know you said you're busy, but you have like a few minutes just to chat?
What's your life up to?
No. Okay. No, I'm very busy.
Okay, all right. Fair enough,
yeah,
fair enough.
But next time, yes. Next time, we'll make a thing of it, all right?
No.
This
all right.
is crazy impromptu stuff. I didn't prepare any material.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Next time, then.
So you guys have a great show there, and we'll talk to you.
Thanks, man. I miss you, bud. Dude. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, cool.
Okay, bye. Bye.
How great would it have been if it still wasn't him and it was someone just doing an impression of him? We're totally fooled.
He had my phone number and everything. Yeah. He conspired with them.
Well, that was a delightful surprise. I mean, that was
that
great.
Was so great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Uplifting. I don't know where you go from there.
I don't know. Did we see anything? I didn't watch any movies. Did you see any movies?
No, I did watch the new Neil Blomkamp movie.
Okay.
You can go and check it out.
It's exciting.
Okay. It's on there. It's on the
what is it
streaming
on?
Streaming right now.
Apple?
I saw it through Amazon, the Amazon Prime. I have been watching some Apple, though.
Ted Lasso.
I did catch up on Ted Lasso. It's quite delightful.
Do you know there's like a discourse on that now that's like people are turning on the season?
Why?
Because Twitter and just people can't have nice things. You know, whenever something's beloved, anytime the follow-up happens, there's going
to
be backlash.
I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm watching the show, and I'm like, I never want the show to have a conflict.
Mm.
I want the plot, just everybody getting along.
How great would it be if it, like, completely shift tones and was a horrible, horrible drama?
I mean, maybe.
It starts out as just a metaphor for life, being like, it's not all so fucking great sometimes.
I mean, there was a little bit of that in the fucking fifth episode of the first season so heartbreaking. But, you know, there's still some positive stuff in it as well. What are they saying specifically?
They don't like where some storylines are heading, which I won't spoil.
With, like, specific characters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Some
dynamics between a couple of characters. But
I don't mind it.
I would say, hey, we're five episodes in.
Yeah.
Let's watch it play out.
I mean, I think if I know what you're referring to, I think they alluded to a little bit of that in the first season.
Okay.
And even when said moment happened, Amber kind of perked up and she got excited.
Oh.
So I'm all for it. I don't say why the fuck not.
Yeah. Gotta delete Twitter, guys. Gotta have it.
I thought you did. Mm-hmm. I thought you guys were off Twitter.
It was off the phone for a little bit, and then I legit don't spend a whole lot of time on it, but when I go in there, I'm like, oh, my favorite show is trending. Let's see why. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this now I'm just like, no.
Yeah, what is it?
No.
But
you still check it?
Once in a while. Not like it's not nothing crazy or anything like that.
I get caught up with the world, Brian. You know, I learn about the news.
There's other shit.
Yeah. What do you spend your time doing?
I watch the news.
Yeah.
Apps do you spend your time
with? FDA, baby.
FDA.
Yeah, fuck that ass is what they stand for.
That's what they said. Fuck that ass.
Fuck that
ass. What are they?
You fuck that ass, Pfizer.
Yeah,
that's right.
They changed the names after they approved Pfizer and Moderna. They changed the names.
It was like
of
Pfizer Biohazard or some shit. It's like a Resident Evil game.
Pfizer Biohazard.
It's like Biodome.
No.
Pfizer Biodome, of course.
It starts with a B.
No, it doesn't.
It's like Pfizer Pfizer Beehive.
There's no B involved.
That's Chris. BioNTech.
BioNTech, that's what it is.
That's the company.
Oh, fuck them then.
Or the something.
What did they change?
They changed the name to like Comrarity. Comrarity. Something like that.
I'm starting to think it starts with a B now.
Yeah.
No, and then they changed the name of the Moderna vaccine to like Spikelax or something. Something like that. Yeah, so people are like, we're not going to start calling it Spike something.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know. Because fuck that ass. That's
fuck that ass. Okay, I get it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
People still won't get it, though.
No, they still won't.
Probably not.
Of course not.
I know my rights.
You know? Yeah. I did see the clip of Trump saying, I will say, you should probably get it. You should probably get it. I know. You should probably get it.
He's still doing the rounds?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, is he going to, like, legit run?
Oh, I don't know. I saw it on Philip DeFranco. That's where I get my news.
You get it secondhand from a YouTuber who's like, fuck this news.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I want to talk about some of the things I love today. All right.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I get my news, my YouTube news, from Philip DeFranco and Internet Today. You know the ETC guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Elliot and Ricky, those guys are hilarious.
Yes.
Those guys are fun.
They cover the news.
Mm-hmm.
They read.
They do like various different news. They do like political news. They'll do tech news. And then they'll do kind of entertainment news. They do a variety of different things. They're great. Yeah, they're really funny.
In the morning, I'll put on KTLA-5. I'll see what's going on, the stories of the day. I'll see Disneyland charging for passes. For like,
as opposed to being free
passes? No, for line passes. Like if you
want,
I did see that.
If you want it, yeah.
Yeah.
Read on Twitter.
They got rid of Fast Pass.
Yeah, so you have to pay. Like, you have to pay for that shit.
Whoa!
You buy a.
Maybe we should
time.
Boy. Maybe he was right. We should boycott Disney.
Maybe we should use our voice, guys.
Yeah.
Who said that?
You
guy.
Trump, probably.
So. Yeah, someone's probably boycotting it somewhere.
Yeah, so they're doing that. I get my news update of, am I wearing masks today? Am I wearing double mask? I don't know. Tell me news, what's going on today.
What do you prefer? Tell me Newsom.
Yeah.
I won't say who, but I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was like, I never know with Brian, because he always says, like, no mask, yes mask, no mask. He can't tell with you.
Who?
Now I want to know who. Yeah, who?
I'll tell you afterwards.
Just tell me the name.
No, I'll tell you afterwards. I'm not going to tell you who.
It's Gavin Newsom.
Gavin's telling me about it. I'm sorry, Gavin. I'm not going to put a fucking mask on.
No, it was Eric.
I never know with Brian.
It was Eric.
Yeah. I fuck with people.
No, I know. And he was joking, too. But, like, you know, he was like, I just want to make sure.
I was there with you.
And he made that joke? I thought that was, he said that before then, too.
You're like, I never know with him. I never know with you.
He did say it. He said it right before.
He grabbed him and pointed at him. I never know
this guy. This fucking guy. I don't know this guy.
Christian's like, oh, I'm going to tell Brian.
I'm going to tell him.
I'm gonna tell him.
I have a friend who's been saying shit about you. Which friend? Am I gonna tell you?
I'm starting to start shit. I watch too many tea channels, dude, on like YouTube drama.
I fucking hate that.
Spill the tea.
Spill the tea.
Spill the tea, bro. That's what all the rage is, bro.
The millennials do.
Yeah, man, that's all it is. It's like grown-ass adults just fighting over Twitter for nothing. It's just great.
Fighting on Twitter.
I mean, that is that's my Fuckboy Island, or that's my Bachelor in Paradise. Just like all these fucking petty drama, YouTubers drama, just like fighting over the most nonsensical thing.
I tried watching parts of F-Boy. It's not Fuckboy. Come on. It's F-Boy.
Okay. Again, with the cursing.
On HBO Max. It's bad. And everyone on there is like, content creator. Podcaster. Unemployed.
Influencer.
Yeah. Legit. People who haven't had their 15 minutes yet, so they'll pop on a show.
By the way, I don't want to drink all your Corona.
Yeah, can I get a Corona? Sorry. Thank you.
How many did you have?
Just three.
Just one.
I only had one so far.
Oh, you already had one?
I already had one, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I am half an issue. Where's your other 805s?
Other one's right there. The other, they're still in the fridge.
It's still sitting there.
I'm about to finish this one, guys.
What is it now?
It was, what,
45
minutes?
That beer has been sitting there for 45 minutes.
It's been a half hour. You don't want that, Christian. I will take it because I'm almost done with this one.
Put it in.
You only brought those three?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll go grab.
You can have another one.
No, they're yours, bro.
I don't care.
Well, I have leftovers.
This is podcast content.
Do you guys get embarrassed when someone asks you if you have a podcast and you're like, yes?
I say, of course I do.
Oh, okay.
Look at me.
Of course you do? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's just in the space, in the YouTube space, because everyone in the space, everyone,
true.
People outside of this bubble, your liberal bubble again, get the fuck out of your bubble.
I can't tell. Again, my friend can't tell.
Eric was talking to me the other day. Like, I just can't tell with this guy.
He's talking about me.
He's always talking about the liberal bubble. I thought he was a liberal. I don't know what's happening.
He told me, he's like, whenever I hear Kamala, I just hear it in your voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was next to you when he was talking
about me. That's when he said that. And then before that, I was the first one there. And he was just like, I got my shot. I don't know if you guys got your shot. And I'd never know with Brian. Is he like, does he have it? Does he not?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was there for that. I got the shot. I was one of the first ones.
And he's a joke repeater then.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know those guys that do bits all the time? Mm. You're like, hey, I'm doing a bit over here. This new guy comes in. Hey, I'm going to do the same bit.
Mm.
New audience. It's new to them.
What's our go-to bit, guys? If we had a go-to bit.
Are we funny?
I don't think we are.
Sometimes we are. I think this show, when it's good, it's genuinely really funny.
Okay.
I think we are funny people.
Wow.
Yeah.
You seem enthusiastic about that. You're like, I think we are.
I mean, I feel like sometimes we're naturally funny, but like I'm thinking of like bits that we would repeat. Because we want to repeat like authentic conversations.
What's a good bit?
You know?
What's a good bit that you like to revisit?
I don't know. There's the games, like there's the sound bites, there's ASMR porn, there's like the...
Racial tensions in America.
I have a game I'm going to play again. That's a returning segment here. In a second, I'll play that in a moment. But I think we have some segments.
I think you guys are very funny.
You're also funny too, Christian.
Thanks,
Christian. I'd say you're the funniest.
All right,
he's fishing over there.
Yes.
All
right.
Yeah, you know, we got
when
fish
I think
for the
comedy,
man.
I think Christian Rubicon.
I was going to do a bit because you guys get all crazy with your fucking film Twitters and all that shit, and you're like, what's it? What's the Twitter news? What?
Oh, okay. You mean like new? I thought you were saying like, because I follow people that are like inspirational. They give screenwriting tips. I thought you meant like that.
How did I How did you make that connection?
Let Brian do his bit.
Okay, go ahead.
The bit was you guys get all worked up with the news and the Spider-Man trailers. You were going to, like, read off some stupid fucking film news, and I was going to be like, oh, the epidemic of military sexual assault is rampant, and, like, give you actual news in the New York Times.
When were we going to read off film news?
It was going to be a bit that I was going to say.
Yeah. Okay. He's working on the bit. Again, we're going to tour world nationwide. Yeah.
Maybe plan it out more.
We're going to do that. A fire in Minnesota, an arrest in Mexico. Cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
No arrests.
Yeah. But the Spider-Man trailer just came out. Dude, you saw Doc. I see the potential in this bit. I see the potential in it, Brian.
There you go. All
right. We probably should have prepped it instead of just kind of throwing it out.
Shivering Trinity, the birthplace of nuclear dread.
Yeah. Mm. So Ted Lasso season 2, there's a bit of a discussion about whether or not it's like as good as season 1.
People don't like it, apparently. They don't like nice things.
I like feeling good. I like laughing.
Higgins is great.
Yeah, yeah. So Twitter's kind of a shitstorm.
Wiggin with Higgins.
Your thoughts?
Let's see. This is all from the New York Times anyway. So I get updates from the New York Times, and it's fucking depressing. A fuller picture of Osama bin Laden's life.
Hell yeah, we got him. No,
so Dune's coming out.
Oh,
so,
dude!
Like, do you think they're gonna make a trilogy? I don't know.
Do you think it's gonna be on HBO Max?
I
what's the
I
box
still
office?
Don't
what's the
honestly,
box office gonna be?
I need that movie to be financially successful, or I'm not gonna be happy with my.
Yeah,
life.
I won't see it. I just won't see it. Absolutely. Yeah, I just Brian will not.
That's how I go to save for later.
Yeah, yeah.
I already military sexual assault and covered.
Maybe
that.
Don't circle back to that.
Attempted hack of RNC and Russian ransomware attack. Test Biden.
Okay, so the release the air cut movement is really gaining a lot of traction right now.
Yeah,
that's
need
what's
it.
Most important in the
we
world.
We deserve it
to see the cut of Suicide Squad that the world was robbed.
And if we don't get it, we're going to be the most toxic fandom you'll ever see.
I will be an asshole.
Yeah,
I will
for no reason.
Yeah.
Because we deserve it.
Yeah.
Not nobody else.
Brian, your thoughts.
We, as in I, as in you, as in they, and them. Yeah. All of us.
The Amazon the customers don't see. Each year, hundreds of thousands of workers churn through a vast mechanism that hires and monitors, disciplines, and fires.
Dude, did you see the trailer for Mark Hamill coming back as Luke Skywalker, the featurette?
I mean, just got me going.
It got me hard.
It got me going with what Star Wars could have been.
That's what Star Wars is supposed to be.
I feel like Star Wars has been ruined.
That is
by
what Star Wars is supposed
shills.
To be.
By those corporate
shills.
Unbelievable.
You know whose fault it is?
Yeah. Say it.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Say it.
Kathleen,
oh,
it's
man.
All her
just
fault.
Say it.
I think we need to fire her. I think it's all of her fault.
Brian, your thoughts? We said the last part sarcastically.
That was a joke, by the way.
The
we're making fun of people.
What the torture program looked like to the tortured?
You know what the fucking problem with the Paw Patrol movie is, Christian? It's coming out. We're in a fucking pandemic.
Because it's full of cops
right now. Yeah, like
full of cops.
Read the room.
Lives matter.
Blue dog lives matter.
You guys should be overly liberal. Read the room, Paw Patrol. How fucking dare you?
Take your paws off of me.
Defund Paw Patrol. God damn it.
You know what? No. One walk, not two walks.
Yeah.
Only one walk for them.
Yeah.
That's right.
I say Paw Patrol is on timeout. That's what I say. Unbelievable. That was a good bit.
That was pretty fun. That was good.
I
was actually having trouble thinking up of movie stories.
It's all Star Wars. It's all Marvel.
There is actually a Paw Patrol movie coming out, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Fuck
Kardashians
them.
In it.
Yeah.
Can you
I've
believe
seen
them?
Commercials for that shit.
Wow. Okay.
I was staying in New York City for our past month or so.
What is she going to hand a dog a fucking Pepsi? Serve all of our problems
that's the wrong Kardashian.
Serve all of our problems.
I don't know. I heard Kardashian.
The young Kardashian did that.
Yeah.
Kim's
in it?
Doing a voice.
She's the elder Kardashian.
Yeah, she's the elder one.
Lil' Kim.
You know
that's fat. I'm going to go get those two beers that are in the fridge.
You can have a Corona.
No!
Have a Corona.
You can't tell me what you did.
I'm trying to find...
You're trying to find. You're still trying to find
that
fucking
half speed. When did you send it? Was it through text? Was it through email?
It was through text, but it was like 2 months ago at least.
I'm searching like speed.
I did the same thing. I did the same thing. It's tough.
Funny
it's
bits.
Tough to search it.
Wanger Show.
I even tried to like export it, but like I was hanging out with Grant at the time. I was like, I don't know how to fucking do this on my phone. Fuck it. And then
you export it on your phone.
No.
Oh, you screen?
No, I did
oh,
a screen,
screen
record.
Oh, that makes sense now.
When there's two
it's
people
a file.
In here. Yeah, that might make sense. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see now.
Although now I'm thinking about it, it's probably labeled like the date that it was recorded, which doesn't help us
at all.
That's
fine, though. I was looking through documents thinking it was an audio file. But now that you say
no, it was a video.
It was a screen.
It was
record.
A video because it was a screen record of the podcast.
Oh, that helps so
guys,
much,
guys. Once we get to it, it's gonna be knee slapping humor. Let me tell you, it's gonna be great.
Slapping, yeah. Humor.
Do you guys ever just slap your knee while laughing, unironically? Like that is something you genuinely do while you laugh? Because I do, and I get called out for it a lot. I'm like, I'm sorry, I genuinely slap my knee when I laugh at things.
I found it.
I don't, but my watch just told me I did it because I stood.
Attaboy, buddy. So Brian's gonna play this hilarious clip.
We set it up way too much. I'm going to send it to...
Speaking of good bits that we do on the show.
I'm going to resend it because Kristen's connected to Bluetooth. Okay. I don't know.
I'm sorry, who?
Kristen.
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 Mm. Kristen Stewart, Rubicon.
People here. Called you Kristen?
No.
Oh. That was like the...
They called
No.
No, yeah, they did. They totally did. Yeah.
Oh, okay, here we go. Anyway. I should be connected. To
okay, this hey. Now it's been set up for 45 minutes. So, the amount of time that beer has been sitting there unopened.
So one day I was sitting listening back to our show from approximately 2 or 3 months ago, and I was like, I think I accidentally put it on half speed or something like that, or I just like tested it out, and it was really funny. So we're going to play that back and just listen to what it sounds like, our show on half speed.
Dun 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 dun.
Whatever, guys.
The postal service.
Postal service, which was only banned for 1 year in 2006. Go ahead and play the answer for that one, bro.
Wait, that wasn't the one I was thinking of.
There was one other one. There was one other one I did before. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to send another one.
Because we're like talking that... about politics.
Yeah, that's right.
We're talking about Kamala.
Although I do appreciate that I still use the same material for my postal service bit. It was one album in 2006. Oh,
all right,
God.
I'm going to resend it again.
All right, send it again, guys.
So
again.
This is again, Cody.
Again, I was listening to an episode on half speed, and it was really funny.
Yeah.
Okay,
but so that's, why is that an option on the Apple, whatever?
Who prefers to listen to things
that
way?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe hearing disabilities. I don't know. Maybe they can't.
Maybe.
I'm trying to save us here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe there's got to be a reason to play something at half speed.
Yeah, because Alex is a freak, Marzonia, and he listens to shows at like 16 speed.
He listens at like double speed. Mm-hmm. But
16, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do half speed, because an hour-long podcast would take
16
hours.
Divided by 60 minutes.
Here we go. Clip number two.
I'm making fun of the right... people.
Okay.
Again, the people that are right, not the people on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That just single her out for everything.
Okay. Oh, okay. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they just say Sleepy Biden is just Sleepy Biden.
Sleepy
Biden.
That's kind of funny. It's a little funny. Yeah. He's old. He's just old.
My favorite gap of him is
like
poor kids are just as... What did he say? You know. You liberal agenda.
Who, Biden?
Yeah, he said...
He's got like a speech impediment, too, so like...
No, he's got a stutter, yeah.
Stutter, yeah.
But he said something that like... white kids are just as poor as black kids or something like that.
That's us after every show.
That is the perfect clip to play at half speed when we're talking about Biden and his speech
and his dog died. His dog died or something. Oh boy. Yeah. So I'd say that was worth it.
It was worth searching the whole episode to find. Yeah.
So if you out there can find some of your favorite moments that you think would be good at half speed.
Yeah, let us know.
Tweet at us at Wanger Show. Leave us a comment. Send us an email at wangershow@gmail.com or something. Send us those. More of those. That was great.
That was good. That was good stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay.
Right. I'm spent. I don't know about you guys. I'm gonna take off
now for the night.
Right. What is it? It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. Should I update us on the trailer?
I feel like I'm gonna get sad the more you update me on it. Oh God.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well,
it's bad then.
I don't know.
Do we need to take the video down? Is it that?
Oh,
bad?
I don't know. Actually, let's see.
Oh,
if you get so many dislikes on a YouTube video, does your channel just like get like shittier?
I don't
like,
think so.
I think any sort of engagement helps, but
no news is good. Any news is good news.
The good thing is that the comments are positive.
Oh, then that's fine.
Except for what the fuck? Do not make reactions if you're not going to do them. The only one abused by the title of the trailer. I mean, maybe should I change the title of the trailer?
It doesn't matter, does it?
What do you mean?
I mean, because the trailer. I mean, it's just Spider-Man: No Way Home.
Oh, I mean, trailer what else
or trailer reaction?
Trailer reaction. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's fine.
True. Yeah.
It's fine.
There was only one negative comment I've seen so far.
We're fine.
They say, "Go fucking kill yourselves, you fucking pricks, you fucking." This is my Spider-Man. Who's the bad guy in Spider-Man? The new one.
There's a lot of them now.
I think apparently there's a lot of them.
We probably should talk about this film now. We watched the trailer once or twice before the show here today.
Did Jake Gyllenhaal die in the second one?
Apparently
so.
But he might not have.
So he might
you
come
back.
You
never know with Mysterio. It's a mystery. You know?
That's his name, Mysterio.
Yeah.
I think of Rey Mysterio for
my God. Him fighting Spider-Man.
6'1", badass.
Suck it. Him and... he was not a member of DX.
Damn it, he should have been.
Can you imagine Rey Mysterio and Spider-Man duking it out in the downtown San Diego?
Yeah. Mysterio has all the fucking moves. He's like limber
and
shit.
They have similar builds. Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, but that would be fun. Those would be fun times. Yeah. So there's no, we don't know who's the bad guy? Don't tell me. The bad guy in the first movie, Spider-Man Homecoming, was himself.
I mean,
he's fighting against himself.
You're not wrong.
Gonna play that back in half.
Yeah,
himself. He's fighting himself.
Yeah. The bad guy in the first movie when Iron Man has to save him on the boat.
Yeah,
when he has to pull the boat.
That was
together.
The vulture. Mm-hmm. The vulture. Calm.
Michael Keaton.
Okay, you got there.
Yes, he's good. He's good.
You did see
actor.
That one. We did a commentary for that one. Yes. Yeah.
Did we not do one for the second one?
No, actually.
Done that out?
I think our last one was Infinity War.
Of the Marvel-verse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
we
so.
We still need to do Endgame.
I thought. Yeah. Oh, we didn't do Endgame.
Yeah. No, we're saving that
it's
one.
It's a long
for,
fucking movie.
It's there. A long one. It's a long one.
Yeah.
It's a long one.
So then Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man
Far
2.
From Home.
Far From Home, yes.
Mm-hmm. The main villain.
Mysterio. Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio,
specifically. Yeah. Yes. Doesn't start off as the villain. Starts off as a sidekick to Spider-Man.
Oh, and he turns on.
I mean,
why are we burping so much?
I feel like you're burping. I don't know.
No, I didn't burp.
You guys are in a burp-a-thon?
You're a little burped.
I don't know.
You just had like one or two beers. What's going on?
I had a margarita before I came here.
We did have a margarita. We all
No, no, I had a margarita before I came here.
I had it on the drive.
I did go to Warner Brothers Studio Tour, and then I went to Universal Studios and went to a little Mexican restaurant there.
Oh, you actually had a margarita?
I had a margarita.
Okay.
Okay.
And a chicken burrito. So maybe I'm burping that up.
Yummy.
And Laura has me on this juicing steroids.
Yeah. It's working.
She makes like green shakes in the morning. So I think that kind of like
fucks you up a little bit.
It makes me shit my brains out.
Speaking of green.
Of shitting.
Yeah.
Green Goblin. Maybe.
So he's in this one.
I guess so.
He's in this one. I thought, we brought it up. Doc Ock looks a little silly. Looks like they de-aged him
a bit. They de-aged him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which makes sense. I guess they're trying to say it's the guy from 2004.
They're trying to continue that story?
Yeah. I guess so.
That's the last time we saw him.
From judging from what the... If you don't want to know what the trailer is...
Oh, shit.
If you, I
sorry.
If you don't want to watch the trailer... Because me, I'm not one... I didn't even really watch it that much. Yeah. But... if you don't want to know anything about the trailer, mute it for... I mean, we won't talk for
I feel like we've already revealed
the worst of it.
We revealed Goblin,
on.
We revealed Doc Ock. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's
I'm
a fucking...
Sorry.
Well, it seems like the movie. Plot is that he wants to not be
remove
known.
His identity.
Yeah, he doesn't want the world to know that Peter Parker is Spider-Man, which seems kind of silly. I thought they would... I don't know. That's just like... That's kind of selfish.
That seems... That is not... what's the Christmas Carol or some shit where he's like, I wish I was never born.
Oh, okay. Like A Wonderful Life.
This is a Christmas
life.
Film.
It is. Oh, it's coming out on Christmas.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
okay.
The same shit. And then he's like, be careful what you wish for. Mm. And he's like, oh, can I not exist to everyone but MJ, but my mom, but or Aunt May, whatever.
Friend, yeah. Ned. Yeah.
And then
gonna have to go back and redo stuff. And
is
all
that a Christmas carol? Or he's like, okay, we'll show you how you are if you were never born.
And like everybody's happy. It's like, isn't that It's a Wonderful Life?
No, that's if he, is it?
I think so. Or like, yeah, if he died and he sees everybody, he's like, oh,
the
fuck.
One where he wants to jump off the bridge.
Yeah,
that's my kind of movie.
That's the kind of Christmas movie you want to put on, where he's I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah, emotions. Yeah,
Ted Lasso brought that up too recently.
Yeah. Murder.
A murder.
Suicide. Ted Lasso's gonna suicide.
No, he's watching It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas alone.
And he gets really sad.
Yeah. Sad, it's a
depressing ass movie.
Sounds like you get all the feels in this Ted Lasso.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I have the Apple Plus.
You have it now. You have a login. You have a login.
My mother gave me the login.
You have a Kenny Loggins.
I have a full login. So
I'll pull it.
Kenny Loggins is what he said. Yeah, I didn't hear that.
That was bad. That was really bad. I'm going to pull a block for that one. All right.
So Laura's friend is over from Jersey. And she's on
Jersey.
She's on East Coast time, so she wakes up before us. And
she's a time traveler.
Yeah. So when we woke up, she was watching Ted Lasso in the living room.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, put that shit off. Take that shit off. How fucking dare you?
Put on football.
Yeah.
And?
You
watch over the shoulder a little
bit? No, I was like, I can sit down and watch, but I should start from the beginning.
You're like, this is my home, by the way.
I was like, how fucking dare you touch my remote? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? Is this a joke? That's my remote.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Story there? Okay. No,
That was my bit.
I thought there was more development in that story.
No. She's another one that's on the Ted Lasso train that's saying, oh my God, put it on right now. We got to watch it.
I'm sorry. It's a happy show, Brian.
People fucking love it.
Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus, Apple.
Yeah. They got to change
Apples
the name.
Apples and Bananas, whatever it's fucking called.
Apples and Bananas.
They've got some great content. I started watching Mythic Quest.
Attaboy.
Montezuma's Revenge. What's the fucking subtitle for it?
Montezuma's Revenge is a roller coaster at Knott's Berry Farm.
Yes, it is.
That's also when you shit and puke.
Oh,
that's a real thing.
It's called Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah, when
I'm going to Knott's Berry Farm this Saturday. And I'm
going up and out. Nice. Yeah, that's why they say don't drink the water in Mexico.
Raven's Banquet.
Raven's Banquet. That's close.
Very confusing. Montezuma's Revenge. Yes, of course.
I started watching that. I'm like 6 episodes in.
Okay.
And I'm very much enjoying it. The first episode, I don't remember if you mentioned this, but the first episode was kind of like, I don't know.
I didn't say that at all.
No. Okay.
No. Eric did. I don't know if you know.
Eric,
his friend said his
buddy. I don't know about Brian and this mask thing.
He doesn't want to say who his friend was, but he said it.
Okay.
Yeah, not that the first episode was bad or anything. It was like, oh, okay, this is.
It's a pilot.
Yeah, it's a pilot. It's different. It's interesting. And then, episode 2, great. Maybe it was episode 3 or 4, but the Nazi one.
Okay. Yeah.
Just Nazis. Hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Yes. Love them.
Yes. Yeah. Making fun of them.
Every good Nazi subplot. Yes. That's how you really hook
your viewers in. We're still really giving it to them, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when are we going to be like, hey?
It's terrible. But
I think you'd like the show, man.
I think you would, too.
I think
with the Nazis?
Yeah. Specifically that episode.
Nazis
or
no Nazis. Okay. I think you'd Mythic like the West. Show. I'm telling you, it's got Community vibes to it.
Oh,
I think it's
okay.
got some Community vibes.
You say it's same writers?
It's one of the writers from Community.
Tristan Shapiro.
Megan Gans is the showrunner. One of the showrunners on it.
Yeah, the showrunners are Rob McElhenney, Megan Gans. Mm-hmm. That's what you said. And then
Dan Harmon.
No. David
Harmon.
I don't know if he's one of the creators.
Are you talking about Hornsby?
Hornsby.
I don't think he's one of the...
He's one of the writers.
He's one of the writers or producers, yes.
Yeah. I can't remember. I know Charlie Day wrote part of the first episode,
too.
Yeah. So it's a lot of them. It's really good. It's like a lot of respect for video games, too, kind of that space. It is interesting. I was watching... You ever watch the Build series on YouTube? They do interviews and shit. They do some pretty good interviews over there.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And I was watching a lot with Rob McElhenney talk about the show, and he's just like... Yeah, the company approached us and they're like, how come we haven't had like a video game show? And he's like, yeah, we'll do that. And so it's so not like, I mean, if you
it's
like.
It's not like Sonny.
It's not like Sonny. No. But if you know Rob McElhenney, there's some, I feel like there's a little bit like, you know, he like takes his shirt off. He's like super ripped and he's very easy like making fun of himself and stuff. But
he does make fun of himself.
Yeah, because he plays like a total douchebag. Plays like, I don't even know who you would like.
relate him to and like real and like
compare him to.
He's just like a prodigy like game developer, but he, you know, he wears rings on his finger, he wears black all the time, he's shredded.
He's clueless about how he presents himself to people, but he's super confident.
I like when they always make fun of Poppy and it's like, "Oh no, that's so sad."
Okay, so you're like 5 or 6 in, so you've seen you've seen
the emotional
probably the most acclaimed one was the standalone episode.
And, Jake Johnson Kristen Milioti. Yeah, Chris Tuckman.
Kristen Milioti.
Yeah.
Kristen Milioti
was in it. I mean,
she is
love her.
She's so,
in one episode.
She's only in one episode, but it was so good.
That's a good one. I talked about it before, but that and the quarantine episode they did through Zoom are my two favorites.
That was like a special, right?
Yeah, they just did that after the first season, and it was that's a really good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Cool. Yeah, I'm on board. Probably gonna finish season one tonight because I'm gonna be too drunk anything after the show.
So happy.
And I'm gonna look at the comments from the Spider-Man Homeboy trailer. Yeah.
Homeboy trailer.
No way, homeboy.
Pull the block. You said you were gonna do it earlier and you didn't, so now you gotta pull it. No, what are you doing that one for?
You have to go from the four. You have to go like four below, right?
Can I just take Christian's reaction to that? Was off mic.
Was ha ha.
Oh, how'd you get that one? That's a good one.
We're gonna get to the top. It's gonna get so tall.
Anyway. But yeah, Mythic Quest, great show. Servant, great show. Ted Lasso, great show. I think after Mythic Quest, I'm gonna do the morning show because season two.
I thought you were gonna say you're gonna cancel your subscription.
I got 6 months for free.
Left. Yeah.
Oh, I need to. Yeah, I need to watch the morning show. I need to watch Coda.
Coda's good.
Yeah, you watch that?
Yeah.
Cody watched Coda.
It's a good film.
Did Marissa watch it? She like it?
She did. She enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
We're trying to watch like recent films that are good and not just like depressing movies.
Okay.
Mm.
Is Coda like sad?
Coda will make you happy when by the time you're through with it. It'll make you anxious during it, maybe during some parts, but I think overall it's a very feel good film.
Because I searched like top 20 movies of 2021. The first one's about the coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
A documentary about it, like 72 days, first 72 days.
They meant like the Michael Bay produced one. Mm.
That's coming out?
No, it came out already. I think it came out like last year.
Whoa.
They like fast tracked the shit out of that.
Nice. Capitalized. Like Cuomo coming out with a book. How I fucking handled the coronavirus.
He's like, hey, I'm Italian. That's what we do.
Hey, I'm Italian. I'm going to put a book out. How I fucking handle the coronavirus.
Normally, I wouldn't do that, but he's probably a piece of shit. So I don't
feel too bad. He's a piece of shit for putting a book out during a pandemic saying how I handled the pandemic.
Yeah.
This fucking moron.
Well, he also assaulted people and said, I'm Italian.
I'm Italian. Yeah. Corona. That just sounds like nothing like I just want, and that's now character, be like, I'm Italian, coronavirus.
You sound like John Travolta trying to do an Italian accent.
No, you sound exactly like Bill Hader's, like Vinny Vedecci. It's Vinny Vedecci.
Hey, whatever, I'm Italian. Forget about it. Right?
Guys, let's bring back a game. Let's get out of this segment.
Oh, I have more movies.
Oh, by all means, then continue.
No, I'm kidding. I don't think I do.
You have more.
No, I literally don't.
I watched another one.
Oh, God.
I watched
What did you watch?
72 days in the Wuhan coronavirus.
Oh, God.
I've been wanting to watch this movie for a while, but it wasn't available, and this is one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm. And I wanted to show Laura the movie.
Ooh.
The Wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a random movie that I love.
Your boy Aronofsky.
13 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I love this movie, and I was like, Laura, you got to watch this movie. It's about a guy obsessed.
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa fucking Aunt May. She can have my man. Coronavirus.
No, pull the block.
You gotta pull
Come
block.
On.
Yeah. Pull the block.
She can have my May is what you said. What does that even mean?
Forget about it.
All right.
You should have said, like, Aunt, you may.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you.
Borderline. You might have to pull one eventually. Oh, he's being dangerous here. Oh, God. Okay, anyway.
Big boy.
So you watched The Wrestler, which is a pretty good
show. She'd never seen it?
No, she never heard about it, never knew anything about it. She's like, I don't like wrestling. I was like, it's kind of about wrestling.
Great ending. Great ending in that movie.
She almost, fuck, I was going to.
What?
I was going to say she almost tapped out 20 minutes in.
Put it back.
Is that a good one?
That's good.
Okay. No,
why'd you say fuck? Why'd you bail on it?
Because that was gonna be a shitty joke. Like, she almost tapped out of watching
it. That would have laughed.
That's funny.
So she's not a fan of, like, blood and guts or anything. And it's not like an action movie, but...
Show her dead alive.
What's that?
It's a very gory movie.
Oh. Well, she didn't like the Suicide Squad because like they literally like rip people apart and show like blood and like guts. Yeah. Just like, yeah.
That's real life.
Yeah. But so in The Wrestler, they have a hardcore match mm-hmm. where they're like putting like barbed wire around, like throwing them through the table full of like thumbtacks and shit. Mm-hmm. And she like couldn't watch it.
That's real too.
Yeah.
That's what they do that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like literally Mickey Rourke like cuts himself on the forehead so like blood can mm-hmm. splatter and all that shit. That's a real thing yeah. that mm-hmm. they do. But I was like, if you want to turn it off, we can turn it off. She's like, no, we're invested. Let's move on.
Okay.
And then I think she liked the movie, but like it's too depressing for her.
Mm,
yeah.
Because it's the saddest fucking movie you've ever seen.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just like so real and so like honest. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love Mickey Rourke's acting, Marissa mm-hmm. Tomei's acting, Evan Rachel Wood's acting. Mm, They're all great.
It's been a minute. I haven't seen it in fucking forever.
It's fucking great. It's on Amazon Prime for like the next 7 days.
Oh, yeah, then it'll go over to Netflix, and then it'll go over to Hulu.
No, it was never like, I couldn't find it anywhere for the longest. I couldn't even find like a Blu-ray of it. Yeah. Mm. And then it was on Amazon Prime, so I was like, I gotta watch it.
Do you like a lot of Aronofsky stuff?
Yeah, I'm
trying to think. Like, he did Black Swan, which is great.
Pie was great, one of his early ones. It's weird. But
like 314 Pie or like
Pie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I've seen the poster. It's literally the pie symbol.
Yeah. It's about like an obsessive mathematician or something. Mm. I forget, but it was weird. Okay. Black Swan, Requiem for a Dream. I liked Mother. The Wrestler. I would say The Wrestler is his most grounded movie because everything else is kind of like
cerebral.
Yeah. And weird and bizarre. But I guess
Requiem for a Dream is a fucking struggle.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, but like I never want to watch that thing again. It's the most depressing shit ever.
But I appreciate his filmmaking.
Yeah.
But she, I was like, I got to show you this just because I love the movie. I think she liked it, but like, again, it is depressing. So she's like, I want to see something like happy and like not be like, because this
maybe
guy,
Ted Lasso, maybe.
That's what it's like. That? Yeah.
You need like a fluff afterwards.
Yeah. So the fluff I gave her was Sing Street.
Yes.
Yeah. She hadn't seen that yet.
She hadn't seen Sing Street.
Oh.
I don't think many people have heard of Sing Street, unless they're like film like aficionados.
Yeah. It's very under the radar. Yeah. Everyone in the chat probably is like, oh my God, Sing Street.
For
probably.
Sure. Yeah. But she hadn't heard of it. And I was like, it's about a guy, like kids in 1980s Dublin.
Just music.
They put a band together and then she loved it. She loved the girl character who ended up in Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. She's like, she's so cool. Because, like, in the movie, the main guy was like, have you seen Back to the Future? And she's like, yeah, I see all the films. And she's just like, she's like so fucking
full
cool.
Of shit.
No, but she's like, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but then, she, like, the music was great. She loved the Drive It Like You Stole It, like everyone else does. Mm-hmm. And just the ending.
I mean, Drive It Like You Stole It's great, but.
What's your favorite?
Up is the best song.
What's the up one?
Yeah, the slow one.
She lights me up.
Oh, man.
She burns me up.
That's where she's crying listening to it.
Yeah.
She loves
I like that. They do two versions of it. They do that, and then they do a piano slow version.
Yeah. At the end.
The first one's better. Yeah.
And the sidekick guy, too, who's playing the piano, plays all the instruments. He's great.
He's fantastic.
Fine. He's in Wayne.
You should. Oh, Wayne.
The main kid is in Coda.
Oh, he is.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
Serbia or whatever his name is. Like
it starts with an F.
A servant.
Serbia.
It's
Fabria.
I don't think
it's a weird name.
I don't, He's Italian.
It's
not Italian.
It's
not Italian.
It's not.
Yeah, I like that. Who directed that? That was...
Which one? Sing Street?
John Carney?
Carney.
Yes.
Yeah, he did Begin Again and then...
Once.
Once. That's right. Yeah. 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 He does good shit. I like his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it all like Irish?
It's all music.
Music related. I don't think I've seen, was Once one of his newer ones or that was like his first?
Once was his first big movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because in Sing Street, they have like thick accents.
Yeah.
It's like hard.
Begin Again's All American.
Set in New York. Keira Knightley's the lead and she's British, I believe.
Yeah.
It's a good one. So
it's
check
very
out
good.
No, Begin Again?
Begin Again's good.
Love Again. Begin Again. Yeah.
Yeah. Good
Keira
music
Knightley,
in that one too.
Mark Ruffalo. What's her name? Edge of 17.
Haley
Steinfeld's in it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's
CeeLo Green's in it.
CeeLo Green's
in
it.
Whoa, why have I not heard about this movie?
It's a good movie. Whoa. Yeah. It's about like a has-been music producer that starts a band with like a prodigy singer and they just go around the streets making music. Yeah. And it's great.
And is it's prodigy CeeLo Green?
No, Keira Knightley. Yeah. CeeLo Green's probably like the producer. Like
he plays himself.
Yeah. Oh,
well, like
there
legit.
You go.
He plays.
I think so.
I'm CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Adam
Adam
Levine?
Yeah, Maroon 5 guy.
Maroon 5.
He, Adam Levine.
I don't think he plays himself.
No, he doesn't. He plays an actual
he's
character.
Actually really, he's really great in the movie. Yeah, yeah, he's really good.
He did the music for Sing Street, like the end
he
song?
He did songs in Begin Again as well.
Okay, yeah. He's like friends with John Carney or something. Yeah, yeah, fun movies. Those are I'm catching up on like old.
Good
stuff.
For you, catching up on old films.
Everything I look up, like new, it's like, oh, these fucking death, I need and to, demonic, possessed, died shit.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're too jaded by the darkness of media these days. Is what's going on?
I'm just like, what's I don't know if these movies are great. I'll give them a shot.
Yeah,
but okay. I don't know.
Just, I need to catch up on a bunch of stuff. Amber literally asked me. She's like, have you heard of this movie? What is it called? She's like, it's got your boy. Is it? Enemies, and I'm like, enemy? She's like, yeah, with Jake Gyllenhaal. Mm. I was like, yeah, I've been trying to get you to watch that forever. She's like, what's it about? And I'm like,
oh, someone told her about it?
She probably saw a TikTok or something like that. She wants to watch it now. But it was hard to describe that movie to her. And
I haven't seen that one.
I think I just said...
I think Brian's going to shit on it.
Is it pretentious? Does it break the fourth wall?
The ending, you're going to be like,
what the fuck?
You.
Yeah. But was this a good description or is this too spoilery? I mean, people have seen it.
You're already saying it. Yeah.
Am I? Oh, what?
I thought you were about to gear up to say it.
I just said a guy thinks he has a doppelganger and he investigates it. I think that's pretty simple.
Sure.
Jake Gyllenhaal plays two characters.
Yes.
Okay. Or does he? Begin Again.
Or does he?
Or does he? Who is the enemy?
That's schizophrenic. I made it up the whole time. Hey, Shutter Island, it's all in my head.
I'm fucking Italian, you know?
Well, I watched Shutter Island this past weekend.
You never seen it?
I've seen it. It was the first time I've seen it since theaters. Yeah. 2010 or something like that.
It's a bizarre story.
It's really great.
I think it's good.
It's really, really, I think the last line of the movie saves like the entire, not saves it, but like, just like makes it great for what
it is. It justifies
everything.
Like the
would you, is it okay?
Spoilers. It came out 11 years ago.
Shutter
guys.
Island was 2009 or it was 2011.
It's a Shutter Island.
2010.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Do you ever live on a Shutter? No, he says. Would you rather die a monster? Would you rather live a monster or die a good man?
And then he just something stands
like
up.
And he stands up. And then you see like his doctor be like,
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, and he calls him by his name. He doesn't respond to his name, acknowledging that he knows that what's going on.
Yeah.
It's great.
I got it.
Really
got
good.
It. Yeah,
it's a long fucking movie, it's a more. I haven't seen his Scorsese's Silence movie because I heard that one was kind of a trippy one.
Oh, Adam Driver.
I'm going to be quiet.
Did you catch that joke in Ted Lasso when they're doing the Scorsese movies in season one where they're like, listen off his bed, like, Goodfellas, no, Cape Fear, and then goes out of nowhere, Silence! Like, he's not telling them to shut up. He passionately wants to tell them that Silence is his best movie.
What is it? Doesn't like the psychiatrist or maybe the owner, someone from left field says like a random obscure. They said,
It's not Color of Money. Ted says Color of Money, but someone says a different one. That's like out of nowhere.
It's good. Yeah, I think it's good. Says Raging Bull or something like that.
Color of Money, Scorsese.
You learned something new today.
The Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Or what am I thinking of?
I think he's in that.
The Pool Hall one.
I think so.
A lot of people are in Shutter Island too. Obviously, besides. Leo and
Ruffalo.
Ben Kingsley. Jackie Earl Haley.
Jackie Earl Haley's in it.
Michelle Williams. The girl who plays the fake, she's actually a nurse, but...
The girl from the newsroom.
Yes. Yeah, that's her. She plays Rachel Solorando.
Emily Mortimer.
Yeah, that's a Boromir.
Mortimer. There's no extra I at the end.
Mortimer.
Yeah, just Mortimer.
And I think I want to say... The character actor that's in like all the good movies.
He's in Zodiac.
Carol?
Maybe.
John Carroll Lynch?
I think
is
so.
That, how you say
that sounds about right. He doesn't play the warden. You know who plays the warden?
Ben Kingsley.
No, Ben Kingsley plays the head doctor. The warden is Buffalo Bill, Ted Levine.
Oh,
yeah. He has like one great scene with Leo driving. And, like, that's it. It's great.
Age of Innocence was the obscure. Scorsese movie. Nick got in the chat.
Yeah.
Age of Innocence.
Scorsese.
If they ever like list the movies that John Carroll Lynch has been in.
Oh, he's been in everything.
He's been in every fucking
so much
great
Bubble
movie.
Boy.
He was in Bubble Boy.
Yeah, he's the father.
He was the daddy of the Bubble Boy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He was Mimi's lover in the Drew Carey Show.
Wow, the Drew Carey Show.
That's a title I haven't heard.
I used to love the Drew Carey
Show.
Ohio,
Ohio.
Cleveland rocks. Yeah. Cleveland rocks.
Also starring Diedrich Bader.
That's right.
Who's in a lot of things.
He's really good in a movie that's pretty bad.
Office Space.
Balls of Fury. The ping pong
movie. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
When he's sitting there in the hotel and he's like, you got Boggle there? He's like, that sounds like a challenge to me.
Is it Dan Fogler?
Yeah.
Fogler?
Yeah, Fogler.
Fogler.
Fogler, yeah.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
So nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Movies. Movies are great, man.
Movies are great. Speaking of movies.
Let's do it, Cody. Guys, let's see that dick.
We're bringing back a game here, guys.
Marissa Explains Movies?
Marissa Explains Movies. You guys have to guess.
Okay.
What movie is my wife talking about?
You don't have the original?
What are you looking for? Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, that's right. We need the original pitch song. So, guys, me and my wife, we watch a lot of movies together. You know, most movies we watch together. And, you know, sometimes we'll be talking about stuff. She'll be like, what was that one movie that we watched? All right. But the movie that she's referring to, the way that she's describing it is usually quite humorous. Brian is really doing a lot of physical comedy right now that doesn't translate well to podcasts. Okay, here goes the Corona. Okay, anyway. Okay, anyway, guys, we are grown adults here. I am a father.
Oh,
this
I
is
spilled.
Bad. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All
Let
right.
Let me get that for you.
All right, guys. So, once again, I have a few ones here.
Okay.
I have a few
movies. You had one this whole time?
Yeah. I've opened it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Brian.
Wait, are these recent?
It varies, guys.
You got to give us like
I'll
a
give you
genre
clues as we go along.
A genre?
I'll give you clues. I have to say it as I heard it when she asked me initially.
And what's it streaming on?
That's not going to apply to the situation here. All right, guys. So the first one here. What was that one movie where they have two heads?
Oh, Men in Black 2.
It's wrong.
Damn it.
Two heads.
Two heads are better than none.
Stuck on you?
It is stuck on
you. Stuck on you.
Christian with on fire at the start here.
I got you, Marissa. I got you. It's a great film. Except Matt Damon learned a valuable lesson from that movie.
He wants to be with his brother?
No, it's
if you're on Twitter, you'd understand.
Yeah,
okay, anyway, question number two.
Get the fuck off Twitter.
What was that one movie where Creed blew up in the opening scene?
Creed. Now, this could be two different Creeds.
Could be.
What kind of Creed is this?
It could be Creed from The Office. It could be Michael B. Jordan's Creed.
Ooh, Creed. Could it be Creed the Band?
Okay, that's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking, like, Apollo
the
new
Creed.
Guy.
What was that one movie where Creed blew up in the opening scene?
In the opening scene?
Not as easy as Stuck on You, is it, Christian?
No. So she's a big Office fan. Okay. So it has to be the actor Creed, but whatever the fuck.
Maybe she's a big Creed fan.
I don't
she
think
walked
so.
Down the aisle to Can You Take Me Higher. You were at the wedding. You saw the
she didn't I thought it was Jurassic
down.
Park.
She did not walk down through
no,
that.
She did not. Oh. She walked down to the Forrest Gump scene.
I don't see her being a Creed fan.
No, she's not a Creed fan.
So it's got to be Creed from The Office, but what movie did he blow
or
up?
She does love the movie Creed.
Or, okay, then Michael B. Jordan.
What did he blow up in?
I don't know.
Fahrenheit 451?
No, that's not it.
He blew up.
Brian, I'll get you a guess and I'll give you a hint.
Black Panther.
No. Guys, it's not a movie. So I'll give you that.
Okay, that's our hint. It's not a movie?
It's not a movie where Creed blows up in the opening scene. Your next hint, it's not the opening scene.
it's probably The Office.
Okay. It's not The Office.
Okay, Michael B. Jordan then blows up in a movie.
No, not in
I'll
a movie.
I'll give you one more guess.
Oh,
no,
not in a TV
you.
Show.
Fahrenheit 451.
See if anyone here got it.
That is a movie.
It's a TV movie.
It was released on HBO exclusively.
No one's got it. I guess it's a movie.
Yeah.
No one's gotten it so far.
Guys, this was a TV show called Upload that came out last year, I believe. If you recall, Creed from The Office has a brief cameo where he tries to get brought back to life and his like head explodes.
Damn it. Okay, so I knew it was Creed from The Office.
Still getting acting roles.
Again, not the opening scene, though.
What the fuck? Upload.
It's a good show.
What is it on?
It was on Amazon. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. What was that one movie with Tom Cruise? I don't think it's a movie where he walks away from an explosion, but it might be.
That's all those
movies. Yeah, it's like Mission Impossible 2?
No.
War of the Worlds?
No.
The Last Samurai?
No.
The Rain Man?
No.
I think it's just Rain Man. He walks away from an explosion. Is this another fucking trick?
Mission Impossible 4.
No.
Mission Impossible 5.
No. It's not a Mission Impossible.
Damn it.
Mm. Born Minority Report.
Born on the 4th of July. Give you one more guess.
Minority Report.
Nope. Give you one more guess.
Hmm. Ooh. Okay.
Wait, it could not be Tom Cruise.
It could not.
It might not be.
Not be Tom
Cruise. She might be thinking of Ben Stiller, but it does have Tom Cruise.
Tropic Thunder.
It was Edge of Tomorrow, guys. Edge of Tomorrow was the name of that film.
He runs away from an explosion. I don't think he walks away.
A pussy running away from explosions.
Doing his own stunts.
What was that one scary movie? Mm. What was that one scary movie with the song? It had a record player? Question mark?
The Strangers.
But holy fuck.
Whoa, that's good.
I didn't even finish the fucking thing.
Yeah.
The question was, what was that one scary movie with the song? It had the record player, but it wasn't the plot of the movie, is what she said.
Yeah, is that The Strangers?
It's The Strangers.
Yeah. The song is like, or whatever it is.
It's in the trailer. Job, I remember. I love that movie it's in the theaters. Movie. I haven't seen it in a while, but.
I love that director.
Also, cameo by?
What is his name? Glenn Howerton.
Yeah.
That was like one of his first. I think it's like his only movie role. Yeah. And then he just has It's Always Sunny. It's so random.
Yeah. All right, guys. Then he came out with AP Bio.
So yeah. Movie wise.
Yeah. But like he's got a career.
They all do. They all got good shit.
I believe we have four left here. Four left.
Oh, you saved check a bunch. I love this.
I should watch Strangers again.
It's good. Yeah. His other work's good too. Look up his movie Monster. Or The Monster.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron?
No.
No.
Yeah.
What was that one movie we watched where it was like, it was like three different stories, but each story had different endings. It was like several stories in one movie, and I don't think any of them related. No. Hi, Grant. And it was like about movies.
Bandersnatch?
No.
The Player.
I can read that again.
Yeah, please do.
What was that one movie we watched where it was like three different stories, but each story had different endings, and it was like several stories in one movie, and I don't think any of them were related. Hi, Grant. And it was like about movies.
Inglourious Bastards.
No.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. It's two stories, not three.
Two stories in one movie? Mm-hmm. Okay, because Pulp Fiction has like a bunch of stories.
Inglourious Bastards does have a movie in there, too.
It's about film.
Yeah.
Nazis. Oh, film.
Okay, yeah. Great films. I'll give you that. Two stories.
I can read it a third time. What was that one movie we watched where it was like three different stories? It's two stories. But each story had like different endings. And it was like several stories in one movie. And,
Clue?
I don't think any of them were related. And hi, Grant. And it was like about movies.
It was about movies.
Yeah, that's the key.
La La Land.
That's the hint. No, it's not La La Land.
It's about movies.
It came out last year.
Oh,
2020?
I didn't see many movies.
Independent film. Brian saw it.
I saw it?
Brian saw it and you saw it.
I saw it too? Yes.
I saw a movie with two stories about film.
Yep.
Have
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I'm so happy you haven't gotten it yet because it's so obvious once you hear it. Yeah.
It's about
don't fucking tell
two
me.
Two movies.
Yeah. I don't want to look at the chat.
Oh, man. It's two movies or two stories in a movie about film.
Two different endings.
Two different endings. I would Once Upon a Time in Hollywood sounds right.
It's not an independent film. And that came out 2019, too.
2020.
What independent films have I seen?
I can say the main actor that would give it away, though.
Can you give me the supporting actor?
Not really.
Who?
I don't know the guy's name.
Directed it. Is that a giveaway?
No, because I don't know the guy's name.
Wow.
Indie movie.
Yeah. All right, guys. It was a Sundance movie from last year. Came out. We talked about it on the show. We enjoyed it. This guy did not. Brian did not like it. It's Black Bear.
Oh,
that was fucking terrible.
Wait, no, it is.
That's two.
It's two.
There was the opening, and they break to the.
Yeah,
that movie's terrible.
All right, moving on. It's a great film. What was that one movie where they talked about Vermont?
Vermont. Sacha Baron Cohen?
I'm going to stop because here. Neither of you have seen this movie.
Oh, okay.
It's good. It's a movie called Together. Guys, came out this year with Ed Helms. I've talked about it before. It's a very good film. Anyway, okay. I just thought it was a funny way to describe it.
Did they mention Vermont?
I think once offhand. okay, I think I have, these are out of order, I think I have two left here.
Okay.
All right, we're good. Here we go. Two more. What was that one movie? It was the one where the guy, I think the movie started with his wife dying, like she was murdered or something. And he was really smart, and I think he had to build something. I remember not being excited to see it, but I did like it. What was that movie?
The Fugitive?
No. It's recent enough, probably within the last 3 years or so.
The movie with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
The Invisible Man?
What was that one movie? It was the one where the guy, I think the movie started with his wife dying. Like she was murdered or something, and he was really smart. I think he had to build something. I remember not being excited to see it, but I did like it.
Transcendence?
What was the movie? No.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, wow.
We're still good, guys. We still have audio. We still have audio. We're good.
Batman and
Robin. It's not Batman and Robin.
Mr. Freeze's wife dies, and Mr. Freeze has to find more ice.
I will tell you, Brian doesn't like this movie.
It's another one I don't like.
It's another one Brian doesn't like. I'm pretty sure Christian loves it, if I were to guess.
It's another indie? Was it last year?
Indie-ish, I would say. Yeah, yeah.
Wife dies.
I have one more clue that I omitted from her story.
Okay.
Because I figured it would give it away a little bit here.
What's the story?
Here's the complete question that she asked me. What was that one movie? It was the one where the guy, I think the movie started with his wife dying, like she was murdered or something, and the car drove them, and he was really smart, and I had to build something, and I remember, Christian got it, Upgrade! He got it off camera, it was Upgrade.
The car drove them.
That was the one that was going to give it away, because the car drives itself, and she dies in the beginning.
That's the beginning. Silicon Valley, I don't know.
All right, so Christian's gotten a couple, Brian got one, I think.
I got a good one.
Okay, you got a good one, that was good. This is the best one. Finally, what was the one movie you made me watch on Amazon? It was from the 90s, and the beginning was like a commercial or an ad or something. Oh, no, we watched the trailer for it, and I was like, oh, this is silly.
Tropic Thunder.
No.
It's a commercial. Movie 43?
No, I'll say it again. What was that one movie you made me watch on Amazon? It was from the 90s. In the beginning was like a commercial or an ad or something. Oh, no, 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 no. We watched the trailer for it, and I was like, oh, this is silly. It's not from the 90s. It's from the early 2000s.
Okay. Is it a comedy?
I don't know, but I just realized I did not have my mini fridge on.
It's been off this whole time?
You were giving me so much shit for drinking my room temperature 805.
I took a sip into that. I'm like,
Nineties
Office Space?
No, it's not a comedy.
I would even say it's a fantasy. It's a fantasy film.
Commercial. I forgot the synopsis. She wasn't excited for it.
Don't focus on the commercial thing. She said that because we literally watched the trailer for it.
Oh, okay.
And it had like the voiceover, like in a world. Okay, so it was from the early 2000s.
Training Dragons.
No,
Dungeons and Dragons.
Not Dungeons and Dragons.
What a fantasy movie! King Kong.
Can you give me an actor?
No, because it would give it away. I will say, one of you is close.
King Kong?
One of you is very close.
What did he say?
What did I say?
I don't know what you said.
Let me read it again.
I know what he said. I'm not saying
Godzilla 99.
Let me read it again.
No, because it's something that I said.
No. What was that movie 43? One movie? It's not movie 43. Quit saying it. You maybe watch on Amazon. It was from the 90s. It's actually from the early 2000s. Don't look at my phone. In the beginning, it was like a commercial or an ad or something. We were watching the trailer.
In a world.
Oh, no. We watched the trailer for it, and I was like, oh, this is silly.
Silly.
And Christian was close.
I said movie 43 in Office Space.
But then we said no comedy. Idiocracy.
It's no comedy. It's not a comedy. Fantasy film.
Idiocracy.
You said King Kong.
But he said you were close. He didn't say I was close.
What the fuck did I say that was fantasy?
You said something incredibly close.
I said Dungeons and Dragons.
You said something that was very close. Not Dragonheart.
Willow.
You're getting close.
Neverending Story.
Christian is so close. So close. Early 2000s fantasy film involving things that you have mentioned.
What the
What's
the Neverending Story?
Dragon? The Patriot.
Patriot. Nope.
What are dragon movies?
Dragons. Rain of Fire.
There it is. Christian got it. It was Rain of Fire. Showed Marissa the trailer for that. And it was just this ridiculous. Have you seen the trailer for Rain of Fire?
No.
It's fucking great.
I think they spoil the shit with
They do. When he dives towards the dragon with the axe in his hand. Oh, it's so great.
Have you never seen that movie?
I never heard of that.
Oh, it's incredible.
Dude.
It's like good, yeah. Or like
legit fucking awesome. Oh. One of the coolest movies I've ever seen about dragons. Mm-hmm. It's got McConaughey, Christian Bale, Gerard Butler, the chick from GoldenEye. Not Famke Jensen. The other one.
I don't know. I only know her from Golden.
Her name is like Natasha Romanoff or something like that.
It's Natasha Romanoff. Yeah. Of course, that's who it is.
Something like that.
I am invincible.
Russian Romanoff.
Yeah.
I am Russian Romanoff.
Reign of Fire is like a realistic take if like dragons took over the world and shit.
It's so good.
It's really good.
Yeah. But right. I believe like there, it's still like modern technology. So like I think they have guns and shit too.
Oh,
I gotta if I recall correctly.
Yeah. Avatar?
It was at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the trailer for it.
It's cool. It's like post-apocalypse. So like when he's a kid, they discover like the mother dragon or something, or maybe it's the father, one of the two. And it bursts out, and then it takes place like, you know, 20 something years later, and the dragons have like fucking burned the entire world and all their resources and shit.
So is the CGI bad?
It's pretty, yeah. I mean, there's some like iffy stuff, but yeah. The dragons look great.
Oh,
McConaughey has a shaved head.
Oh yeah, he's like this great. Was like during the McConaughey, like not even the McConaughey. This was during the Romanticence.
Yeah, the failure to launch.
Yeah, like how to lose a guy. Like, yeah, how to lose a guy in 10 days. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got to get street cred, so he's going chopping dragons' heads off. Yeah,
I love how to lose a guy in 10 days.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. I said that. Yes.
Yeah.
What?
You pay attention to anything we just said?
Isabella Scorupco.
Scorupco. Mm. Yes.
Gerard Butler.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Again, he said all these things.
Fight fire with fire.
Is that the poster? The
tagline.
Hell yeah.
Remember that Doug Loves? Did you ever listen to Doug Loves movies?
Not really.
He would play a game where he reads a tagline and you have to guess the movie.
Nice.
I'm going to find a movie. Let me see. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, that's fun. Okay. Yeah, let's play that. Okay. Let's just take their shit. Yeah,
let's take their bit. Yeah, so that was the game there. Marissa had some good suggestions. Good.
I won, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine. You won like 3-1, I'd say. Brian got The Strangers, though, which I thought was a pretty
good
pull.
That was a tough pull. Great movie.
Yeah.
What's that director's name?
Breck Eisner?
Breckenmeyer?
It's not Breckenmeyer. Breckenmeyer.
Ben something?
I don't know. I thought I had it with Breck Eisner, but it might
not.
No, that's not who that was.
Yeah, The Strangers, the Monster, and then that movie that came out last year.
Yeah, The Dark and the Wicked.
Yeah.
Which was pretty good. It was a pretty good one.
Solid stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
What's new with you? Have you seen anything? Do you have anything you bring?
I watched Shutter Island. I need to watch Pig. I need to watch The Green Knight. Mm-hmm. I did check out that Neil Blomkamp thing.
And then you stepped outside. And then you went to the liquor store and got,
you got
six
a bunch of beer.
I got so much beer. So the other day, Amber never listens to the show, so it's okay. I was out getting her a birthday present. Okay. Right? Sure. Birthday's this weekend. Okay. And at the store, happy birthday, Amber, the store that I got her gift at, when I went out to go get said gift, I was wearing my Stage 4 shirt. Because I love that shirt. I think it's shout out to Alex Core Art.
Core Alex.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, I had a stroke. Did you just hear that?
Yeah.
And see that?
Yeah, you looked in my eyes.
Core.
As you died.
Yeah. Core Art. What did I say? Alex Core Art.
Doesn't matter.
Core Art Alex.
Then you like rolled your R's.
Yeah.
Core Art Alex.
Made a great design for a t-shirt. And I was wearing that shirt, and right away, I was just like, this girl's got energy. Energy. I won't say the store in case, like, for some. I'll tell you afterwards. But
what girl
are you talking about?
The girl working at the store.
Okay, good.
He didn't mention
I didn't
that.
Hear that at all.
I said no. The store that I was in. That. The girl at the store. That's what I said.
Okay. Well, I thought the store had energy.
No,
You said I was wearing my Stage 4 shirt, and when I got there, I was like, this girl got energy.
That's how I heard it.
I'm pretty sure I said it. You guys just don't listen to me.
I didn't hear Christian Bale, and I didn't hear
you don't
Gerard
listen to
Butler.
Me. You do not
did
listen.
Did you hear that?
I did not hear anything about a girl until you said it.
Comment in the chat. You all heard store.
Oh, God. Anyway.
So I went into the store, and she right away, she's like, hi, how you doing? Like, just
she's got energy.
And I'm getting my I knew exactly what I want, and I get it, but then, you know, I ended up staying in the store for like 10 minutes. Like, we were talking for a very long time. Yes.
Okay.
She's got energy.
She's got a lot of energy, and then she asked me about my shirt. She's like, oh, that's a cool shirt. Is that a band? Like, and then I went on to tell her, oh, it was a short film we did, and let her go check it out. Like, whoa, cool. So you're like, are you in the film industry? I'm like,
No. Well, yeah. No. I mean, I work for but no. She like we kind of like no, but I'm not.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Just tell people who we are, man.
I mean, yeah. I can't pull that off.
No, you don't have to lie and say you're a studio exec. You're making films. You are in the film industry, Christian. It's not enough to lie.
But I want to.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. But it was pretty funny. And then she asked me about my sign and stuff. Like
what the fuck is happening here? Yeah. This girl has energy.
I mean, she
okay.
She was very sweet.
This
and
was at
she,
the store.
This was at a particular store. Okay. Yes. And she was very sweet. And then she asked me if I like believed in that stuff and all that. And I was
believed
just,
in what stuff?
Like your astrology.
Oh my god!
Yes, like okay. your signs and everything. And like you know, I don't care too much about that stuff, to be honest. But you know, I'm not gonna be like, no, fuck that shit. But you know, so I, you know,
you appeased her. And
yeah, of course.
Like, yeah. What did you say?
I was born in. I was my birthday is March 28th, so I think I'm an Aries. And she's like, "Oh, you can tell the future." And she says something like that.
I can tell. Yeah, she bunch knows of Aries vibes.
Yeah,
from you right now.
This is the best story ever. And how have you waited this long to share this?
It just happened.
It just happened
today.
Oh, on this
no,
episode.
Not today.
Why did
it
you
happened.
Wait an hour and 42 minutes to talk about this?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, because I was contemplating whether or not I wanted to tell. Because I did tell her to go look up our channel and like go watch the short film.
She's watching right now.
If she watches right now, hi. You were very
what's
sweet.
Her name? Did you get her name?
I don't want to say her name, but.
You can say her first name.
No,
I don't want to. Just to be safe, you never know.
She's a lot of energy, girl.
She was. Yeah. She's very, very
which she
sweet.
She established very early on.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Story.
Like I went in. Like I knew exactly this story. Yeah, I knew exactly what I wanted to get. But like you know, if I didn't, she would have sold.
Okay.
Anything in there.
Okay.
But yeah, it was just very funny.
A liquor store?
Huh?
Where was this?
Oh, you said a liquor store?
Yeah. What's the store?
No, I don't want to say the store.
No. Do you know the store code?
I don't know the store.
Oh, I thought it was like a liquor store.
We just know that the store and
it's
the lady
store
has
a
lot of
it's
energy.
A store
it's a
in
store
in a mall.
Okay. So yes. I was just trying to get like a clothing store.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a clothing store.
No.
Okay.
He's like buying jewelry. Him or something, it's like though. A jewelry store.
Oh, okay.
No, but it's
you
not
went to
like,
GameStop.
Yes, I went to GameStop.
Try to win a ring.
She's like, you want
to
sign up for the bonus rewards
round
points?
One.
Okay. Amber's going to love that for her birthday. Yes.
But yeah, it was just very, because I left like literally 10 to 15 minutes later. I was just like,
I need a cigarette.
I need to go back home. I need. This is. I'm on my lunch break right now. But yeah,
I just
she was very.
My whole life
was very
person.
Sweet, and it was. It was a very fun conversation. Yeah,
that's amazing. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it went on longer, but yeah. So it was
okay.
Very funny. Very very funny.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
This girl had a lot of energy at the jewelry store.
A lot of energy. The store had energy too.
With the jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ready, guys.
Yeah, there it is.
I think we've exhausted the topics we have today. I watched the Malice in the Palace documentary.
The what?
You guys familiar with the Malice in the Palace?
No. You're making this up.
I swear to God, it's a real
That's
thing.
Not real.
You don't remember the fight that happened on the NBA court? Like 15 years ago?
The Ron, the Meta World Peace one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was at the Palace of Auburn Hills. They called it the Malice at the Palace.
The Malice? I never heard
they
of
They released a
malice.
Documentary on it.
I don't remember this.
Why?
I didn't watch basketball at all.
You don't remember the fucking the
when
players
Ron
running
Artest,
into the stands
Ron
fighting
Artest
with the fans?
Was beating the shit out of fans. It's a crazy clip.
It was insane.
You it watched sounds, it live?
Yeah, I watched it live back when it happened.
Whoa.
And then like they released a documentary for it like a week or two ago.
Wow.
And people looked up to this man.
I mean, now he's talking
what
about
you learn,
life.
What you learn by watching this, guys.
Who'd you say, Metal World Peace?
Metal World Peace, Ron Artest.
Formerly Ron Artest. Yes. Now he's talking about, like, mental health and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good for him.
What you learn in this documentary is that the fans are fucking assholes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a given.
Where was it, New Jersey?
It was in Detroit.
Oh.
Detroit. Nothing against Detroit. I'm just saying in this particular
We've been
situation,
there before.
You know, we were there for, like, 3 hours.
layover. Yeah.
But yes, you got to watch it, man. It's very interesting. You don't need to be a basketball guy to watch it. I think it's good stuff.
Malice and Alice?
Malice at the Palace.
At the Palace.
Yeah.
It's HBO, on Netflix, Peacock.
Netflix. Yeah,
Netflix. Okay. All right. Is it a good.
It's a very popular sports story, guys.
I know the story.
Okay,
I'm agreeing with you. I'd never heard of
Clueless.
The Palace.
Okay. Is this like Tiger Woods with hookers kind of story?
No,
big deal? Or
there was just a huge rumble.
Like fans went out onto the court and started fighting like professional
How
players.
How does that not happen more often?
Normally there's security.
Well,
you learn at this event there were like three cops.
Okay. But so, I mean, you can get through that.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
You get kicked out of the league
yeah.
if you
if you're a fan?
if you tack a fan, I am sure. Oh, you're saying how?
I'm saying
how
like, is, like it's so easy for people just to run onto the court.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Every baseball game is interrupted by someone running out on the field.
Fucking assholes.
They never
too.
Show them. I want no. them to show.
I know. No, no, because yeah. like that's the point.
That's the point. Because then you're like, oh, I can get on TV. But they never
they're on Twitter them. Though. You catch them on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah like, I gotta find it.
And then they're banned from the stadium for life.
Yeah.
I always think about that. Like, you ever hear about people fucking at Disneyland and they get banned forever? How do you ban them
by
forever?
By making love next to Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
I've never
it's
heard
not
of
making
that.
Love, but people have gotten, like, banned from Disneyland jerking forever. Ugh, that's a little gross.
It's a little grosser.
Yeah.
That's grosser than fucking?
Yes.
Okay.
You're by yourself.
If you're a man, jerking
like,
off.
What if I hand job you, Cody?
Oh, okay.
Can I hand job you?
That's fine. Yeah.
It's a group project.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Saying if a solo person is jerking
okay, off. I'm just talking about some guy weird. Just walking around just like, eh.
Yeah, that would be bizarre.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were
and
saying.
Fucked up. I meant hand
I'll be a fan of Tomorrowland.
Anyway.
Ew, jeez.
Anywho. Mouse at the Palace. Check it out, guys.
That?
Mouse and who?
And Malice at the Palace.
Malice at the Palace.
Yes.
The Palace is called...
It was the Palace of Auburn Hills, which has recently been torn down, but that's where the game was played. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotta watch.
What was
that
his reasoning for changing it to Meta World Peace? I mean, the name's kind of obvious, but
it's whatever it need he needed to do. To,
okay.
Yeah.
You said
you hated it, right?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I don't give a shit what someone names themselves.
Yeah. Doesn't affect me.
No.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah. Your stance on vax doesn't affect me.
Yeah. Meta World vax.
You hear that, Gavin?
I got to vote.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the governor debate?
No.
For California, I put it on for a bit, and it's like this so low budget, like in Sacramento, like shitty quality. And then it shows
like in a cornfield.
No, it's just in a shitty studio. But the audio quality was so bad, and then they show people who like declined to.
It's all
show
the main
up.
Players.
It was Gavin Newsom, Caitlyn Jenner, Larry Elder declined to show up to this event. And we get like three guys we had never heard of, or I'd never heard of. But it's a shit show in California.
But they piqued your interest.
Well, I just wanted to see like a governor debate about like a recall election. Mm. It's crazy.
Yeah. Amber was reading a bunch on like a bunch of the possible candidates and. And she was like, oh, this could sound interesting. This sound. And we just started talking about it. I was like, yeah, it all sounds interesting. Like, they all can potentially bring something cool to the table. It's not going to fucking happen. It doesn't fucking matter. Anyone who is a candidate for something, they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to do this on my first day. No, they're not because like, they have to go through multiple fucking people.
Like Biden.
Exactly.
And Kamala. They fucking
just sleeping
give you
the
everything.
Whole time.
I'm going to clear your student loans.
But, yeah, where's that? How's your loans doing right now?
Yeah, they're still there.
Are they still there?
You got a break,
let's
though,
check
right?
Sally Mae right now. Let's check her right now. How is she doing? Has Biden helped you? Would you say
what's happening?
What's Sally Mae?
Oh, you didn't get student loans. You fucking privileged piece of shit.
Because I struggled through college.
You
and
worked your way through college.
And I worked.
So how do you feel about if he got his loans taken care of?
Give me, where's my money?
How would you feel if he got... Cody went to school for screenwriting, and he's like,
"Radio, TV, film."
Let me get
radio, TV, film.
It's
even better.
Don't forget the radio.
Yeah. Let me get $100,000.
Radio's
loan
been dead for like
$100,000. I went to a state college. Thank you very much.
That's like 20 a year.
No, it's not.
No, not even.
It's
like
even.
10 a year.
No,
10 a semester.
It was like $4,000 a semester.
Oh my god!
Well, you paid for your own.
I guess I did.
Yeah,
is money not an object to you? Is money not an object to you?
We both went to state college.
For
colleges.
5 years, and I don't use the degree. So
yeah,
what
doctors
that tell you?
Go for 5 years.
So we got some Streamlabs. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We're gonna read off some of your Streamlabs and super chats. Thank you so much, guys. As always,
would you say Biden's performance so far is poor,
God.
Or really poor, or just awful? Like, how would you rank that, and what he's done for you as an American?
Yeah,
your thoughts.
Your thoughts, Cody. Please, by all means, get in there. Oh gosh! Anyway,
I like it because I like my presidents just to not hear about them.
That's true,
and for them to do nothing,
just apparently. Do nothing.
Sometimes nothing.
I'd rather them do nothing than spread bullshit.
Yeah.
At least, he could be a little bit more funny though. Trump was funnier. Trump was a little.
He was
funny.
Good TV, right? Come on, he like made the ratings. He said like, "Hey, my African American over there. Hey, how about that guy?"
Go watch his recent. I didn't watch the whole. I just saw like a couple of clips. But when
his rally,
his most recent one, because he did say he recommended everybody to go get the vaccine.
He got booed, right?
And then people booed him. And he's just like, "Hey, you get your freedom speech? Well, get it."
that's what's so bizarre. Like these people are so bonkers. They'll like do anything Trump says, but then. Even when he says get the vaccine, they don't do it. He got the vaccine.
He got the vaccine. He was one like, of the first I guarantee he was like the first person.
He's like, give me.
Give that shit to me. Yeah. Fox News, all of them have it. They had to like disclose that too. Like all of that shit.
Yeah, they got it.
It's all bullshit. FDA, fuck that ass. Julian Ramos donated via Super Chat. Just once again, guys, I just can't watch the Spider-Man trailer yet because I haven't finished Catalyst. I want to know where it's going on. There you go. Senior Film.
Hey, Senior Film.
Just donated $5. Just thank you so much. Alec M.S. Young donated via Streamlabs. Thank you, Alec. About today's warm-up, Patreon $3, because I'm too traumatized by a No Way Home trailer, which is giving the comic book fan in me PTSD flashbacks to the One More Day comic run. Deal with Mephisto to trade your wife for your aunt. Mephisto.
It's Mephisto.
Mephisto.
Mephisto. Yeah, to Mephisto. Trade your wife for your aunt? Sure thing, hero.
Okay.
Do you remember that comic arc, Cody?
Nope. Certainly not. But okay. I believe that it exists, and I believe that's an impactful storyline that influenced the times.
Maybe.
I'd say. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Before we get to the every single week, we give a shout-out to our patrons, $15 and up, followed by a funny soundbite. And I believe we have a bunch of funny new soundbites.
Guys,
this week
we have, I'd say, more new sound bites than not new sound bites.
If they work.
I would say. If they work. We didn't really test them, but I sent Brian like 38 new sound bites today that I edited myself.
An hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
You sent it an hour ago.
I mean, I worked on them all day. Okay, so give me a break here.
Before that, I wanted to just check in on the
trailer reaction. Don't tell me this. You're going to make me sad.
It's got 18,000. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Almost at 2,000 views now.
Okay, classic.
124 likes.
Okay.
142 dislikes.
Okay, fine. Fuckers.
We have over 200 people?
All right.
Yeah. I did leave a pinned comment just saying, if you know our channel, then you know what kind of reaction
this
is. Pussy.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say most comments.
Sad now.
Most comments
are. Is there any way to not make me look like a giant here?
I could sit up.
If I'm like up here. Cody's like,
we're gonna play some sound bites, guys.
You wanna read the names?
Yeah, I'll read the names for you. Here we go. All right, so every week, guys, we shout out the people who are $15 and up.
Yeah. So how many people are there?
We have about 58 names.
You only gave me 36.
I will queue you up. Okay, I'll.
Are you gonna count?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I think I gave you 38 sound bites.
Okay.
37. Oh, right. Whatever.
Counted 18 twice.
Patreon.com/wangers, y'all. Check it out.
Guys, we're going to give a shout-out here to Aaron J. Lancaster.
Hey, guys, look, it's Caesar's winner.
Aaron Woodley.
Cody Hall, that's a wanger.
Alec MSN.
Handies during the panties. Make sure you're sanitized.
Alexis Lopez.
Oh, my God, my dick is shriveled.
Anthony Mariah.
I.
Robot.
Arcadio Castellanos.
Fuck me in the ass.
Axel the Hungry Hippo.
You're such a dick, it's hilarious.
Billy Storley.
The fuck, dude?
Bobby Mitchell.
What does the fox say? I don't know.
Brian King.
Think of them as countries, dumbass.
Brian Arsenault.
I hid from my family one time.
Chris Jones.
Yeah, well, nyctophobia is the fear of the dark.
Cindy Perez.
Anyways.
Claire Stefan.
What's sweet?
Cody Watson.
What do you smell, a hot dog?
Connor Kennedy.
You're such a loser. It's hilarious.
DJ Red Hot Cox.
Oh, did you make sure you bought a Coca-Zola?
Edith MS Petite.
Big blast and big cocks.
Mm-hmm. Both those are funny.
Elena Marie 10.
I can't believe nobody's saying the name of the little fucker.
You could probably start playing the new ones. Emmanuel Fuentes.
What's the name of that little fuck?
Enrique Cabrales.
All right, so the new ones, I can't like pause and play right now.
Oh, well, never mind.
So you're going to have to just like speed through it.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes.
Wow. Enrique Cabrales.
That's what they call big dick energy, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, what's it like?
Oh, you whore.
Gabriel Mahiba, Giorgio Miloflor, Hernan Sebastian,
my buddy Chesney,
James Lavario.
At a golf course.
Jason
I've never
Harvey,
hit from
John Noto, John Tanaka, JP Biller.
This
is going to be so good.
Oh, he's getting loose.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not good.
Oh, well done, sir.
Good job, Brian. You want to, I can fill it up for you.
Kyle Johnson. I forgot Maris to get Thornton.
My fucking drink. Give me a second. Go
okay.
on.
Mark Murdoch.
And me, you know, I'm 56 years old.
Damn. Damn.
Picard.
I'm sorry.
Mike Austin.
This lady comes up to Bruce at a party. He's like, I'm talking to this great guy. He's really funny. What's your name? Ra's al Ghul.
Michael Bittner.
Nathan this Heredia. Grandpa.
I'm not talking Nick about Reeves. 2003 film Holes. Leave me.
Paul Acton.
This is Ra's al Ghul.
Ramon Cock.
Someone can look at me like that and call me Senorita.
Real Snacks Attacks.
Right, I want to start here with a song that I wrote for my second son. His name is Cody.
Robert Gerbic. Ruben E25. Samantha Leon Mendoza.
Hey, I know. I'll use my trusty frying pan as a drying pan.
Sang Lei. Sean Wing Blay. Senior film.
Read that article in Vanity Fair on anger management. I'd put away this guava, mango, broccoli smoothie and put my foot in your patootie.
Space Wolf Lounge.
Silence!
Steak Sauce.
Bloody Five.
Sarah Stockwell. Terry G.
Tell me your little swimmers.
Thaddeus Maximus.
How does he get a boner?
TJ Jones.
What if they imprint like on a fucking rock? Yeah. You know? Like,
it's like I just want to be with this rock.
I
want to
fuck
my life.
This rock.
Tyler Eklund.
It's a bat.
Yo!
And finally, Zach McCordadale.
Did you get through all of them?
I think so. I might have missed one or two.
No, I meant the sound bites.
No, he skipped a few.
Some of those I didn't recognize.
Charlie. And he'll play action fake, driving back, pressure coming as the pass away. It is caught. First down, Cowboys Spurlock down the sideline. 20 to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire the cannon.
Was that?
What's that?
John C.
That's what they call big dick.
He's a bat.
Yeah. You missed one. You missed the yo, but it's okay. It's all right. All right, guys.
Yo, Thomasville. What's up, street dog? You been shrapping any 10-story rails with the old magic stunt wood?
Y'all know where that one's from?
I don't know.
Tim and Eric?
That's from Tony Hawk's Underground right there.
Oh, fuck.
From the Tampa EM.
Some fucking deep.
I worked
holes.
Really hard to find obscure references to be played over nothing else. And it's okay.
Yeah, but, we'll get it next funny. Week. We'll
it's
get it
fine.
Next week. We'll get it
whatever.
Next week. Yes. I thought it was very funny.
Thanks.
Thank you all so much for joining us here. Make sure you go and check out our trailer reaction for Spider-Man No Way Home and leave a dislike because fuck it. Who cares? Who cares anymore? Hopefully they'll put us in those compilations with everybody.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be
awesome.
That's
the saddest thing I've seen. That's on the news. That's the saddest thing I've ever seen. Sorry.
Thank you all so much. All we do appreciate every single one of you. If you do enjoy the trailer, awesome. Hell yeah. Get excited. Coming out sometime this year. Thank you all. Appreciate every single one of you. Make sure you check out us on Patreon. Subscribe to our channel. If you ever want to listen to us on the go, audio-wise, you can do that on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Anchor. You can listen to us there and do all the fun and crazy things that you like to do. Patreon is our biggest support. So if you do, go and check that out. Join us there. Check out, see which tier is right for you. It really does help us out on the channel. You get a bunch of great stuff like movie commentaries, which this week we are finishing Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. It's over. It's finished. It's done. It's the last one. Cannot wait. It's going to be a shit show. Thank you all. We do appreciate you. And go check out all their stuff on the channel. Go check out our other trailer reactions. Go watch other trailer reactions first before watching the Spider-Man No Way Home one, because then you'll know what it is that we... It's what it is that we like to do here.
How'd the temperature of the beers go? They're not that cold.
Feels good.
No, what do you make it? Why wasn't it? It wasn't plugged in. Is that the issue?
I think that's what happened here. And a beautiful twist of irony there. Yeah.
I yeah. Oh. And, I mean, I think it got cold after I turned it on. It gets cold pretty quickly. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a little guy.
Yeah.
How much longer do we have on this Jenga tower before it falls over, boys? I think it's
I'm going to be honest
week?
With you.
Two more pulls.
I'm probably going to accidentally knock it out because I put my work laptop on there sometimes. Oh. And
you have that full desk over there.
Yeah, but I
need a chair next to you. Is that your computer chair? No.
No,
this is your computer
that's
chair.
My computer
oh,
chair.
Yeah. I want to get like a fucking sick-ass
like
racing.
A Razer 16879. Yeah. Fuck me in the ass. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. You should. Go check out other episodes of The Wanger Show. Check out our sketch, Wangers Plus. Subscribe to our channel and check out our Patreon, you wonderful people.
Bye.
It'll be over sometime. That's the Bo Burnham. Okay, bye.
Yeah, yeah.